Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I am T, and I have special guest host with me.
Hello?
Diva, is you there?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. What's going on, everybody? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, hello, hello?
Yes.
How you doing tonight, T, Miss Diva?
I'm doing fine, Miss Angie. How are you?
I'm doing all right, you know. We made it to hump day, so, you know, I can't complain.
Right, the middle of the week, so, you know, it's good to go.
Yes.
How's your week been?
Oh, it's going good so far. You know, I can't complain, but I won't.
I know that's right. It ain't going to do no good, no way.
No good. I'm doing all right.
I want to thank you for, you know, sitting in for my other diva, Rachel.
Oh, sure. Shout out to Big Rachel tonight.
Of course.
No, it's my pleasure being here.
I'm definitely thankful for you, too.
You're
know, well, even though you're a faithful caller, you're going to always call in, but helping me host is a great thing, and I appreciate it.
Right, right.
So you ready to get this show on the road?
Oh, sure. Let's get it all to popping.
Okay. Are you ready for what I got for you?
Oh, yes. Let's get it popping. I know you always come with something interesting that gets everybody
okay.
ruffled up. Ruffled up and ironed out.
And you know this. That's what I do. Okay. The topic for tonight is, do you think men / women cheat with multiple partners because they've been hurt before?
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a great question. Because I kind of think so. I think they do with the sense of, like you said, being hurt before. So now, I call me crazy, but I think it's a little crazy because now you're putting yourself in a position that you didn't want to be in the first place. But that's a reaction. I think it is a reaction from being hurt before and losing trust in what you had going on before, carrying that old baggage over to the new stuff, you know. So you figure, all right, I'm going to do things differently this time. So, you know, it's like I'm going to get them before they get me. It's
right,
like,
right.
You know, the frame of mind you put yourself in.
Hold that thought, Angie. I want to welcome my other guest host, my diva, Lavina.
Hey. Hey, Lavina.
Hey. How's everybody?
Hey, Lavina.
How are you?
What's up? Miss GQ Palace herself.
I want to thank you for coming on and helping me tonight as well.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah, so how's your week been?
Oh, stressful. It's stressful. They work for me like a runaway slave, but I'm
oh,
good.
Man.
But you know what? You can handle it.
Yeah. You're a strong woman. But you know what?
She is.
Steal yourself 10 minutes at least. Steal yourself 10 minutes.
I try. You know, it's hard to get away from those patients. They expect too much, you know.
Yeah.
And see, they used to you, too. So,
yeah,
you know, they're going to miss you if you go on 10 minutes unexpectedly.
Yeah.
But I'm good, though. I'm good. How's everybody? Everybody's okay?
Everybody's doing good. I'm doing fine.
Listen, too blessed to be stressed. How about that?
I know that's right. Say that again, D.
So, did you hear what my little topic for tonight?
I actually just turned in because I'm just walking in the house. I'm
okay. Well, it is, do you think men / women cheat with multiple partners because they've been hurt before?
Definitely, yes.
That's what I was saying, you know, because you get in your head, you know what, they hurt me, so right now I'm not trusting anybody, so I'm just going to go out here and do whoever and whatever, you know?
Right.
What
right.
do I have to lose at this point?
Right. You're right, though. That's true. I think they go into that, you know, I'm numb stage, you know, men and women, you know, they want to go into it numb, like, okay, I have no feelings. I'm not feeling attached right now, you know?
Right.
And to me, I think it usually comes from, you know, something going wrong, you know, in you know, relationship, whether it's, you know, a trust factor or even if they're just having a hard time committing. Because, you know, a lot of people don't want to commit, you know?
Right.
They're like,
that's true.
What is that?
That's true.
You know?
I also look at it like, you know, when will it stop? When you're hurt again?
Right.
Or when something tragic happens?
Right.
You know.
You wait till the bottom, till you're at the bottom to, like, say this is enough. Like,
you're right. You know, or do you come to a certain age then stop?
Right.
I don't think so about the age.
I don't think so either.
No.
You know, I guess it's just when that person gets tired. You know, then I'll stop my running and dogging, you know?
Right.
But, you know, you got to realize you're still out there messing with someone's emotions. And so
right. Somebody's going to be hurt in the end.
At the end of the day, someone is going to get hurt.
Right.
But you said get tired. You mean, or they catch something. One or the other.
Yeah, that too.
Exactly.
That too, yeah. You spending all your extra money and stuff in a doggone clinic.
But then, you know, hey, who's to say? You might, you talk about spending money in the clinic. It may be something you can't get rid of.
That too.
You know, so in your mind, you know, hey, I got this. Do I just keep doing people or what do I do?
Yeah.
You know, because you got some people that are so selfish that they will keep doing people, not even letting that person know what the situation is.
Yeah.
Okay, but do you think that it's easier if they let the person know up front? Okay, look, I'm a dog. I'm going to do whatever I want to do, whenever I
want to
do it.
No,
right. Does that make it easier?
No, it don't.
Do you have an option?
Right, right.
Not in this situation.
Some women say, "Oh, I want the truth," but some people can't handle the truth. Exactly. I said, "You sure you want the truth?" Because what the signs is there, you know. So, what truth do you need?
Right.
The person to say yes, I'm with multiple people. You know, I think as long as it's established up front that you know I'm going to be with this person and that person and this person, at least you have an option.
Right, exactly. You're leaving that door open.
Exactly, right. Whether you want to deal with that person or not.
Exactly, I think that's the best thing, you know. To me, I'm like, let me know what I'm getting into before I
warn me, and then give me the, like you said, give me that option whether I want to deal with you or not. Don't lie to me, then something else different comes out of it, and then that's when you're going to make things worse. Now reaction builds.
You know, or when the feelings get, you know, you start catching feelings, you know, and then this person starts straying, you know, you're like, well, what's going on? It wasn't like this at first.
Yeah. What brought all of this on? You told me that it's such and such, you know.
Exactly.
It's crazy because, like you said, then at what point is enough, you know?
Right.
You know, and some people go out there and cheat just because they want to. It's not because they were hurt.
And just because they can.
Because they can. And I call me a little sexist, but I think that the male do it for ego purposes. And the women do it out of emotional destruction.
And anger. Yep.
You know, and anger and reaction. You know.
Right.
So, and that's just a natural thing. That's just the natural thing, whether men or women want to own up to it or not, but that's just how things are naturally, you know.
But do you think it's better if they tell the person up front, okay, listen, we're together, but I'm about to cheat on you? Does that make it right?
That's stuffy. A lot of people won't be able to deal with that because either you're dealing with two immature people where, well, the spouse is immature. Well, if you're gonna cheat on me or whatever, you might as well leave. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some people are not strong enough for that.
Right.
I mean, honestly, they're not. Even if you've been with them for a couple of years or whatever, you know, some people are still not strong enough to accept the rejection.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because, rejection, they just hurt.
Okay, some people say, okay, you could cheat on me as long as you maintain the household and you take care of your responsibilities.
So
I think you have like all different kinds of men and women. Some people say, you know what? Yeah, I know he's cheating, but as long as he don't bring it home or as long as she don't bring it home, you know, my thing is where's the relationship going though at the end of the day? Because
that particular female or male may know about you, but you may not know about them. What if you run up into this person on the street and they decide to go out?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, multiple things can happen in that relation, you know, in that situation. You know, so therefore you got more people hurt.
That's right.
It could be physically, you know, as well as mentally.
Mentally, emotionally, it just destroys people, and then it turns them into people that they actually aren't. So, you know, it's crazy because if you're with a mate, you're supposed to find the best in that person with whatever you have to deal with.
Exactly.
Otherwise, don't deal with them.
Well, Divas, I'm going to open up the phone line. Callers and listeners, the number to call is 646-200-3838. press the 1 to get in on the topic with myself and the other two divas, or just sit back and listen to it on your computer. We're going to go to our first song.
Okay. All right, Miss Diva T, before we do that, we actually do have our first caller that we that just called in. Welcome to GQ Palace Love Fantasy for Diva Squad. Can I have your name, please?
Hello?
Hello? How
Hello?
Are you?
Hi, you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to support the sitting back and listening. Congratulations with everything you got going on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Would you like to chime in on the topic tonight with us?
Sure, why not? One young lady, she had made a comment about is it okay? You know, some females, they think it's cool to sit back and have a man take care of all the bills in the house while he's out roaming around. But you have to also think, where is the independence and the respect for yourself? You know, because if you could get out there and you could hold the house down yourself and do everything, would you still accept that type of role from him? So only, I feel personally, that only females who do that is ones that maybe can't support themselves. Because if I had all the money in my pocket and I can go out and buy everything and take care of what I can take care of, I wouldn't allow you to treat me that way. So that's my opinion.
I agree as well. How many women do you know out there that's actually handling their business and is not being cheated on as far as they know? You know what I mean? Like, the point I was making was, you know, perfect example. Like, there's a lot of different relationships out there and different type of men and women. And sometimes you meet that female that's like, oh, you know what? You can go out there and cheat on me as long as you maintain home base, you know?
Uh-huh.
So my thing is that could be that independent woman that still wants that man to maintain home base and don't care what he do. But how far is that relationship going to go at the end of the day?
Right.
Yeah. It's not going to go far at all.
Because at some point, somebody's going to get tired of that situation.
Exactly.
It's the person he's cheating with or the one he's home with. Somebody's like, listen, enough is enough, and I demand more now. So, you know.
And it could get worse. You know, there goes,
absolutely.
You know, it could get physical, you know, because that woman / man, whichever, is hurting, you know, like, how dare you?
Yeah.
You know, so, it could go in a lot of ways. You know, like you said, with that topic, you could bring up so many different scenarios of what could, you know.
Do you think that it's security for the person, though? Like, say, if somebody does that, and let's just say they're not the independent woman, because I know most independent women I know, they're not going to let you go out. They're not going to let you go out.
You know what? Insecurity has a lot. Low self-esteem.
That's right. Insecurity. And feeling that they can't do any better.
You're not even secure in your space, so... Therefore, you will allow whatever goes down.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you can say you got a man, you and somebody else's man.
And that's the thing. Sure. I mean, I don't want to be able to say that I just have a man because, you know, he's home. I want to be connected with him, you know. When you come in the house, I mean, it's a difference when you giving love and you receiving it back. Just to have you there when you walk in the house and I'm like, damn, he here? Let me go in the bathroom. You know, I've been there and I've done that. So, you know, you know when you dig in somebody, you know when you want to work with somebody, you know when you want to let them go. So the thing is, you have to be true to yourself. Sometimes it might hurt you more, but at least you're telling yourself the truth. Because if you can't be honest with yourself, then you can't be honest with that person.
With nobody else. Exactly.
Yeah, you basically have to sit back and you have to look at it like, okay, you know what? Well, if I'm honest with myself, I'm not going to cause myself no more pain. You know, why am I going to hold you around
just to have you when
right.
I really deep down inside don't want you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, a
don't
lot of females
eating a dead
yeah,
horse.
Yeah. Like a lot of females, they don't look at it like that. A lot it comes from embarrassment. Oh, I've been with this person for so long. What is people going to think if we break up? But hold on. You
hey,
you got to think
about worry about that.
Mhm. That's what I'm saying. It be the mental of people, you know. You have to think
right.
about what's best for you. And if you can't do that, then you're going to be lost.
Yeah,
right?
Lost stuck in
lost.
High weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Get around searching.
I don't think it's work. I wouldn't worry about what the next person is going to say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you can't. Otherwise, you know what happens.
That's preservation.
Yep.
I always say that. You know,
yep.
you got to think about yourself.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so many people out there, though, that actually care what other people
right.
do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's hard to, you know, it might be hard to believe, but there's so many people that actually care, okay, what is this person going to say about me? What
yeah,
how
right.
is this person going to feel? You know, people
yeah.
do genuinely care what the next person feels or how, you know, what they might think of the situation. But my thing is, the only thing they're going to think is, okay, something went wrong. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
yeah.
At the end of the day, whoever it is, whether it's a family or a friend, you know, they should know that you're not no dummy and you're going to make a decision that's the best decision for you, you know.
Right.
But people and, do, but it's sad, but people do care.
But, yeah.
But, you know, either way it goes, I mean, you know, they 9 times out of 10, they're going to already know there's problems.
Mm-hmm.
There's problems there. So, you know, are you caring about if I stay? If I stay with him, it's going to be a problem. You know, you're going to look at me differently. If I leave him, you should be happy, you know? Like,
yeah.
Hey, she finally got
well,
out of
some people
situation.
Are happy with others' downfalls and mishaps.
Well, that's
you ain't
they
never
lied
about
feed
that.
Off of that.
Yeah.
They feed off of that because their situation probably is not as good as yours. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Ooh,
so that
say that one more time, Ann. Say that one more time.
That people are happy with others' downfalls. They feed off of it.
Right.
Misery
that's
loves
right.
company.
So company,
they like, oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
As I can't be happy, you're not going to be happy. That's why they say you got to be careful who you get advice from.
People
would
sabotage you purposely.
Yep, they
yes.
need some bad
please.
Advice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let
well,
me tell you.
Angie, I'm going to ask you a quick question, okay? Well, everybody can answer it. How do you feel? There was a saying that said, never get advice from someone that is single when you're in a relationship.
In a relationship. Well, that's I don't I think that's kind of an understatement because you people have different ways of acting. Not all just because some people are not together doesn't mean that there was always a problem. Maybe they just see things differently. So I kind of don't think that's an overstatement. Excuse me. It's an overstatement because you have some people that are genuine about your well-being, single
mm-hmm.
or whether because you can get bad advice from somebody in a relationship as well.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
That's true. An overstatement.
I mean, it depends on the person also.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
absolutely.
It depends on what kind of,
it
yeah, you, it depends on what kind of advice do the person give you on a regular basis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is it always negative? And one thing I
right.
found about getting advice from people is how they deal with other people's situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just look at how they talk about other people
right.
and what's going on. Is it, you know, the advice is helpful or is it bashing? You know, you have to look at certain things like that also.
Right. Yeah, on the things they comment on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hope that's what we have. We have a Don calling in tonight.
Oh, let's go, Don.
Let's welcome Mike to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Hey, Mike.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Mike.
Good evening, Mike.
Hello.
What's going on?
No, I was going to call in. I ain't procrastinating on nothing, y'all do. I got my phone back all the way.
You know what? He makes Mike. I love you so much because you make the life of the show sometimes.
You do. You give us excitement, Mike.
Angie, how long have you been doing this?
Not that long, right, Vina? I'm not the host all the time. Normally it's
okay.
Rachel. I'm just filling in for Rachel tonight.
Yeah.
But I've been calling the radio station for a little while now. So.
Okay.
I've been calling the station.
Oh, yeah. A new host on the line, too. Oh, sweet. That's me.
What are the regular things? Beware of him. Beware of Mike, okay? We're just going to warn you in the beginning.
Pay him no attention because.
So the regular divas is T and Rachel.
I'm T.
How
you doing?
All right. I'm just Lavina. I help out from time to time.
Okay.
And
oh,
we got more
questions
on the line.
Got it out, Mike.
Do you think men/women cheat with multiple partners because they've been hurt before?
Well, how are they going to cheat? They hurt.
But why are they cheating? Because they've been hurt?
I'm explaining to you. There's different reasons why. Now, let me explain. Sit back, relax, and hold on tight. Now, let's go down like this. A man is going to cheat. A man will feel hurt, but it's I'm not gay or nothing like that. Let me put that towards you. But if it's a good-looking dude and he knows he can get some, he's going to do it out of anger. You understand?
Okay.
He's going to cheat out of anger. A female gets vulnerable. You understand? And a man knows when a female is vulnerable. I think to be keeping real with you, certain females, they don't want to cheat just that they're vulnerable at that time.
Yeah.
You understand? You know, so, and when you're vulnerable and you get that man that's going to whine and dine you and sweep you off your feet at that moment, she's going to be like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to take him to bed and such and such because he's vulnerable. You know, I'm going to give you the benefit of a doubt on that one. I'm going to give you the benefit of a doubt on that one. You understand? Because to me, it's harder for a female to take a man back than it is for a man to take a woman back.
I know there's some fresh meat here this evening, but I'm kind of stuck on you saying that the women do it because they're vulnerable. You know, but
I said no. What I said some women do it. I said some women do it as a vulnerable. Because you got to realize, if a female been with a man for over a certain amount of years, right? And then it comes down to the fact that they find out this dude cheating or whatever, they're vulnerable at that time. So at a limited time, they're not going to trust every man. But if they get that man that's going to speak them off their feet, like I said, and wine and dine them, and then they mind treating them like, all right, this is how he's supposed to have been treating me, they're going to give it to him.
But see, I wouldn't say that's vulnerable. I mean, vulnerable, okay, you know, if you go out or something, but when you decide that you want to spread your legs and stuff like that, that's more than vulnerable to me.
Yeah, that's what she wanted to.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
Exactly.
She wanted to, but you got to realize, a female gets vulnerable. If you think about it.
Maybe you're using the wrong word. Maybe you should say emotional. Emotional, because females work more off of emotion.
I want to try to break it down like y'all. It's emotional. Okay, so we're going to go with the word emotional.
Emotional sounds better.
But you can't say females don't get vulnerable. They do. Why do you think females use that excuse? Oh, well, you know, I was vulnerable at the time.
Well, that's for lack of better word. That's why.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why it's for lack of better word.
She just needs to say she was available.
Because you know what? A lot of people, if you are vulnerable, you don't even realize it. So she's not even recognizing that she's vulnerable.
She's a veteran. That's the difference.
She's more emotional.
Whoa, stop the press. You dare you to. Let me explain something. How you feel if you've been with a man a certain amount of years, and you find out he cheated on you, that vulnerable is not a word you're going to use. You're hurting inside. You understand?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she's vulnerable, though. That doesn't mean she's vulnerable.
What is the definition for vulnerable?
Vulnerable is when you're week. You're at a weak state.
Okay.
Right.
So if a person catch you cheating, if you catch your man cheating at a certain years, what is your body? How are you feeling?
Angry.
Angry is considered what?
Angry is an emotion.
You're
mad.
It's an emotion, right? And angry is an emotion. And what is weak?
Weak is
it's
a state.
It's an emotion, too, but...
Weak is a state,
exactly.
Which is vulnerability.
Weak is
an emotion,
and weak is also
an
emotion.
It's a difference.
Okay, so now... No. What do you mean it's a big difference, lady? Let me explain something.
Mike, I think you're using the wrong word, Mike.
Don't tell me I'm using the wrong word.
When it comes to vulnerability, it takes somebody else to recognize vulnerability in a person.
Because
you're swimming at 8 9 y'all on the line or whatever, they're not going to try to gang me on this one here. You're vulnerable. Right? Which is weak. Weak is an expression. Right? Like anger.
Weak is a state of mind.
Weak is a state of mind depending on business wise.
No, it's not.
Business wise, weak is a state of mind.
No, it's not, Mike.
Mike is a friend. That's why we love you on here, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Weak is a state of mind. I mean, weak is a state of mind considering business facts.
No, it's not, Mike.
Also, if you think that you're weak, then you're going to be weak.
I caught my man cheating, but I'm weak in a state of mind.
No, Mike. You caught, if the female caught their man cheating, then they're either angry or emotional.
Emotionally upset or angry, and
exactly,
that doesn't make them
vulnerable.
And you just became the rebound. That's it. You just came the rebound.
A person on the rebound, exactly.
So, Mike, what's a person on a rebound? Is that person vulnerable?
I know what a person is on the rebound because I get plenty of rebounds.
So Mike,
I know what a personal rebound is.
Mike, you do what? You need another Dawn on here with you so they can tell. And I'm sure I want to be on here soon, but
another
male point of view as well.
Is this one of the fresh meat ones? Because it don't sound. Let me just bring something to you. I don't need another Dawn because you know what? Y'all ladies think y'all gonna try to gang me on this one. But I got you down.
We're not trying to gang you.
We're not ganging you. We're just trying to, you know, comprehend everything that's going on, and at the same time, you know, I help you with a different word. You know, that's all we're trying to do. All right.
Oh my God.
Because for the most part, it's mainly all of our opinions. So we, you know.
Yeah.
That at the end of the day, everybody's entitled to that.
Dawn's and Davis.
Right, and there's no right or wrong answer.
The number to call is 646-238-3838.
She sounds like she's crying.
To get on the air. We're going to take a short break and go to a song. Your Dawn's and Davis, hold the line. We'll be right back. Hold on,
to me on a daily. If I'm your girl, say my name, boy, let too desperate. I need love and affection. Love. I had two stories. I had my man. I was like three or four females wanting to live with them.
And my man, he was like, yo, chill out. Stop telling these females that, because they're going to take it to heart. They really going to take it to heart. And kind of find out, one of them took it to real heart and was stalking me. And I'm like, wow. I mean, literally stalking me. I'm going to throw acid in your face and all this shit. When I see you, I'm going to flatten the tires on your car. I'm going to throw rocks at your window. And the bad part, you know the bad part about the female that stalked me? She was going both ways. And she had a baby daddy. I said, yo, how you going? She's going both ways, had a girl, and a baby daddy, and got mad at me.
Because you didn't want to be in love with?
Well, I wasn't. It wasn't like that. They was, how y'all say it, rebounds. I know about rebounds.
The question I have for you is this, okay? Do you think the situation would have been different if you would have just been up front with all these women? Like, you know what?
Who said I wasn't up front?
She wouldn't have been.
If you couldn't have been.
You couldn't have been.
I'm not buying that, Mike. You couldn't have been.
I'm not serious. But see, they did pull it to that point where they want to get all vulnerable.
No, Mike.
Like I'm saying, vulnerable and everything like that. What?
No. See, you know the difference. But I'm going to tell you. I'm going to break it down for you. It's men like you that do things like that. Yes. I'm going to help you with it. Let me explain. That make women react the way that they do. Because what you just said was, you was in a long-term relationship, that lady cheated or whatever the case was. And then you said, you was messing around with all these different females.
Let me finish.
You was telling them that you love them, letting them buy you stuff, this, that, and the other.
Listen. First of all, I can't get upset if they want to buy me stuff. I can't hide what Mother Nature provides. I can't get upset if they want to buy me stuff.
But Mike, my question to you is, would it have been easier if you just would have been up front? Because she's not going to stalk you and try and hunt you down. If you're being upfront and honest,
you know what? Mike, you gotta let him finish.
You know what, Mike? You're out of control. Listen, you made a valid point, and I'm trying to address it from a female standpoint, okay? Now, you're like, oh, she was stalking me, oh, she had a girl, da-da-da-da-da, this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, in your story, you said that you was hurt, you were vulnerable, and you were
I never said I was vulnerable. No, you don't switch this stuff around. I never said I was vulnerable. I never said I was vulnerable. You said it in so many words. I said the women was vulnerable. I never said I was vulnerable. I was like, okay, fine. So what I'm going to do?
What kind of actions were you portraying then? If you wasn't vulnerable, what kind of actions was that?
Okay, thank you. The action I was portraying was, I felt like this. I felt like, okay, boom. Since this female want to play, she want to see, I'm going to take it out on every female out here.
I'm not saying, listen,
I'm not looking for the relationship. I'm not looking for nothing serious. We just cool, we just hang out. The point was, they took it to the point where as me cool and hanging out with them, they got caught. They just fell in love. I guess because the person I am.
But at some point, you were supposed to slow that down. Like, you already know what it is. You can't be acting like that.
That's a dog right there. What do you need to do? What do you need to do, right? And you're like, okay, I'm going to go with this dude, blah, 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 blah. And you tell me, no, ain't nothing serious, you know, we just, you know, I ain't looking for nothing serious, no relationship, blah, 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 okay? And he buys you his platinum herringbone. You going to give it back?
You know
why
what?
What's that got to do with him?
I don't want to hear no music.
Okay.
Mike wants to tell his story and not get off the question.
Let me help you with it. I would not even accept it because when you accept a gift, you're leading the person on, and that's exactly what you did.
You know what?
Because
you know what?
What?
You need to cut it out.
A real woman or a real man, they go out and buy their own stuff.
Oh, shit.
Somebody said somebody gave me that. I couldn't have took the gifts. So my thing was, if a dude wore you a heaven for change, that you're going to give it back? Let's be serious
Mike, if you take a few minutes and practice a moment of silence, and let us intervene.
Well, if you take a few minutes and say something that's going to make me practice a moment of silence, maybe I will.
Mike, you called the Diva Squad. Get it? Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. So therefore, you have to allow someone to comment on what you said.
He still cut you off. You still not allowing her to talk.
Excuse me, Mike.
They may be fresh meat, but they are here to help me.
Exactly.
How about that?
Pay attention, Mike. Play your position now.
Y'all need to get it together.
You are a caller, Mike. Let's help. You're a caller that shared a story. Okay, I'm going to say a story. And now you don't want to hear our feedback on your story. Mike, we didn't ask you to share your story.
What do you mean?
You shared it
because you're not letting nobody else talk.
Exactly, Mike. Come on now. Mike, you got to relax for a minute, man. For real, you got to relax for a minute. I'm going to call you Don, but Don, you got to relax, okay? You got to relax, Don, and let the divas talk. Now, is there any diva that would like to comment on Mike's story that he just gave us?
All I can say, he was a dog. Woof, woof, and, woof, woof. And you were vulnerable. He wanted to hear that part. Because again, if someone buys you something and you know you don't want to be with that person and you take it, that just makes you a user. You're just using that person now. And like in my post, you can check my Facebook today. Don't think that diva karma is not going to stop by if you're using somebody. You get to that point where you can't keep using people and get away with it.
Right, that's what it is. When you decide that you, that's why I said earlier in the show that if you're upfront and honest with the person, then 9 times out of 10 things will work out differently because at least you're giving them the option. You know,
if you're
dating multiple people, you're messing around with or having sex with multiple people. Okay, you're messing around with multiple people. You're already hurt. You know, and to help you, vulnerable is you're hurt.
Yeah.
That's you being hurt. If you look up the definition, you are hurt. So therefore, now you think that other females should pay for what this one female did, which is not acceptable.
No.
You know.
No.
Now, just to help you, when it comes down to being responsible and making your own money and doing your own thing, guess what? Vulnerable or not, you're gonna buy your own stuff. You're not gonna let somebody buy you. And think that because they buy you, now you're in a relationship with them.
Cut it out, please.
Because
that's what makes them
think that you want them. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
They're thinking you accepted it, so this is my man or woman.
Right.
You know.
Negative. Negative.
Which is very sad, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, Mike's entitled, you know, to feel how he feels, you know.
It's sad that y'all can't even answer my question. And you ain't talking about, I'll give back a platinum chain. You need to cut it out. You would not give back a platinum chain.
Let me say she wouldn't have gotten the difference. That's the difference, Mike, between me and you. One, I make my own money. I buy my own stuff. I don't need nobody to buy me nothing. That's what you get
wrong. I make my own money, too, but if somebody
want to
give me something, I'm going to take it.
Look. Yeah, but that's a user. That's labeled a user.
That's
you
not a user.
People.
I said thank
is.
You. Ain't nothing user about it.
It.
You choose to do it, then you do it.
And look, in your game, look, in your game had to be tight, because if it wasn't, she probably won't give you nothing anyway. It probably wasn't real.
it was real tight. She got the time. I guess you only make like minimum wage, so I'm going to play for that situation.
Man, look, I haven't seen minimum wage since 1992. Pay attention. The man is still a diva squad. These are
Jesus
up in here, Mike.
Everything I got from a female, it was real and it was worth something. Believe that.
Yeah, that's why you have to have multiple. That's why you have to have multiple people, right?
Oh,
and that's why I got multiple guests.
Like, you might want to upgrade and get a better job, so this way you can buy your own stuff. Because the way you
it ain't about getting
karma,
a job. I got a job.
Karma,
I got some money. I do my thing.
Right?
But because
no,
a female seems to buy a man's
karma
thing,
always plays
come on,
its part.
You talking nonsense.
Exactly. Karma does play its part, Diva. You're
all
absolutely
the time.
Right. And it's sometimes people that's, you know, in denial with their actions, you know. So
yep.
To me, it's like, all right, Mike, you know, we're laughing with you and everything, but in all reality, you were hurt. And you, in return, you hurt other people, you know,
right.
Because you were hurt. So not
right.
The person that
trickle
hurt
down
you.
Theory.
Right, the person
yeah.
That hurt you, they didn't even feel the hurt because they can care less what you were doing. You took
right.
That hurt and that anger, and you brought that on to other people.
I didn't hurt
now,
none of them. None of them was in
the
for the stalker, so it wouldn't bother me. Not nobody else was hurt. Everybody knew the
but listen,
everybody knew
what was
going on.
Can I say something, Mike, though? You had to be telling herself something different. You wasn't totally honest, because otherwise they wouldn't have reacted that
no.
Way. Unless,
that way.
Unless you're
yeah.
Just
no, no,
dealing
no, no,
with
no,
immature
no, no, no,
women.
No, no. No,
unless you're,
no,
unless
no,
you're
no.
Dealing with really immature
she,
women.
No,
otherwise,
no, no, no.
I don't see them reacting
shit.
That way if you were upfront with them
she
in the
wanted,
beginning.
What she wanted was a serious relationship, and I told her, no, I explained the facts to you already.
So
it's not going to be a
Mike?
Serious relationship. So, boom.
Mike, so, why did
so all
you
that other stuff, nah.
Were you
Mike,
interested in
her?
Hold on. Why did you even, you know, pursue her? Her, right. What was the reason?
You know what I was mainly doing? I was just making sure I still got it. That's all I was doing.
Yeah.
I still got it, and I still got
I told you, that's what I said. It. Men be ego. You got it, all right. I want to see if they can still do that thing.
Multiple people, Mike.
Listen,
wow.
Y'all were multiple people.
But
wow.
You know what? That's why she was stalking you, because... You was
no, no. I just told you why she was stalking me. She wanted a relationship. Wanted me to just be with her and only her. That's why
well,
she was
well,
stalking
me. How much time was you spending
with her?
How much time was you spending with her?
Well, it's been how much time? Maybe a night here, a night there. Oh, man.
See.
No, you can't say that. Because this girl, believe it or not, this
terrible.
Girl, she was going both ways, and her girl was living with her.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Okay,
see, that's
okay,
what I mean.
Mike,
y'all
Mike,
saying
you know
that? But nobody knows the story. You got to ask questions to me.
But you
that.
Didn't tell the whole story then.
No,
but
you
only going on what
you
gave
us.
Y'all got the new girl talking all this whack, yeah. That's blah, 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 blah.
Let me tell you
something. And I'm like, nobody
asked.
That's the bad part.
Mike, to help you, when you call a show and you volunteer your story, you tell
no.
People what you want people to know, and that's what you did.
Okay.
I might be
and
a new diva,
okay,
not a girl.
I might be a new diva.
But
if you
want to stop the
show,
question, this is your whack.
If you want to host other shows, you ask questions as well.
Mike.
A person comes on to tell
Mike
a story, but you can host
you
ask questions also.
Why we have to ask questions on your whack?
Mike.
That's what a host does.
Mike.
A host
asks
you a host?
Mike.
One at a time.
Hello,
please.
Mike. This is
that.
The new girl.
I'll be
this,
that. I'll
this
be
this
that.
Is the new girl, Mike. Let me defend myself.
The new girl.
I'm not, yeah, you call me the new girl. Let me defend myself. First of all, I'm gonna go on Facebook and I'm gonna change my name from Tasha Mack to the new girl.
Yep.
Listen. When you're in a relationship with somebody and they cheat on you and you break up with them and you go and you deal with multiple people, that's problem number one. Number two, your biggest problem is because you dealt with this person for a
on, and you slept with them more than once because you said a night here, a night there. Obviously, you put yourself in that
I'm going off of what you said.
Now, you put yourself in this situation, but now you're talking about, oh, she was bisexual, she had a baby daddy,
yeah,
and I'm pretty sure this is something that you knew before you even... Yeah, but hold on. You told us,
oh,
but this is something that you knew yourself before you even got deeper in the situation.
All right, Divas.
You consider deeper.
Divas, excuse me, Mike and the Divas.
Yes.
We're gonna let Mike marinate real quick because we got another caller that we're gonna bring on.
Okay.
By the time we do come back,
you are not a good
still
host,
be
lady.
Able to give out
you don't cut somebody off in the middle of a
hold on, hold on.
Oh,
bring
Lord.
Bye. Peace out. We're going to bring on another caller, ladies. And we're going to let Mike marinate real quick. Okay. Chicky Chick is at the palace.
What's going on?
Hello.
I know I'm not hearing no. It sounds like it's some beeping. It sounds like the yard. I feel like I'm back in prison. Like somebody's about to get shanked. What's going on up there?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No, you didn't just say that, Chick.
What's going on? Listen, it's a lot of things going on in the air right now. Everybody knows it's getting hot. People getting shot. We can't be shooting fires on GQ Palace Radio. Yo, big shout out to GQ Palace Radio. Yo, I'm going to use this time to plug in GQ Palace. We're going to be up in New York City. You know what it is. May 19th, your boy Chick the Comedian. We got Ricky Rich going to be up in there. We got Lavina. We got T. We got Rachel. The whole family's going to be in the building. So we need to give out some hugs and some fun right now. What's going on with this? Some business. We need some of this going on. What's up? Yo, I want to let y'all know I'm so excited right now. Like, y'all don't even know what today's show is. Today's show, the world's going to do like this. Look, everybody name their top five comedians. You know, you go back and forth. Everybody, whatever they say so. But, yo, Jez got a call. They called me and said, yo, Chick, we need you. We out in Jersey. We need the person on the microphone. So what's messing with tonight's show, Fall Out Comedy, your boy goes live on stage. Give it up for your boy. We about to do this big style GQ Palace Radio, and we moving up in the world, man. What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, really, though? Would you like to join in on the topic?
Yeah, I heard some of it.
I'm
going
to read it to you. How about that? I'm going to tell you what the topic is.
Okay, what's up?
Do you think men/women cheat with multiple partners because they've been hurt before?
Well, I can say yeah to that, and I got a personal experience. Like, you know, I want to let y'all know that I didn't have all the confidence like I do now. I wasn't as sexy as I am now. I actually was a nerd. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was actually a nerd at one time. And I remember, you know, like my junior in high school, that's when I started, like, being on the corner and stuff like that. And so I seen the same girls that used to say, like, this, used to diss me, not look my way because I wasn't the it dude or I didn't have the it thing. As soon as that came into existence, you know, you're saying, well, I know the same girls you did, she want to kiss you. Remember the R. Kelly song? Back in the days I used to dance.
I thought you got to get that karaoke night popping, Lavina.
Hey, so listen, I used to love that song, but it was reversed with me. I took that as being like people was phony, so I was able to recognize character. And, you know, and my life kind of changed when I had this girl, right? And mind you, people always bug out with me about it, but they think we were together a long time. We was only together like a month, but you know, I was having feelings for it. So I was about to go to jail. I was about to get this 3-year bid, and she was like, you know, she gonna do the bid with me or whatever. Looking at it hindsight now, been together 30 days. Nowhere in the world she gonna do 3 years, but you know, at that time I was sucking for love. So like 3 months into the bid, I remember I used to be doing stuff like sending her greeting cards, and I sent her this poem, yo. And I read the poem one time, because I know it by heart. But when I sent her the poem, the word by I never got another letter from her.
Wow. Again, it's, you know, sometimes you're dealing with a bunch of boogers that just don't, you know.
Oh, she was definitely a booger, but I was a hood booger. You know, I was in the hood myself, so, you know, hood dudes like hood boogers. Like, you know,
well, okay then, so you didn't expect nothing different from her then?
No, what I'm saying, that's why I just told you. I said I set it up as me being a sucker for love. But what happened is now is that I didn't actually do all that time. I came home, like, fought my kids because I always, like I said, I was a nerd. Came home a year later instead of three. So now it was like, yeah, look at you. You feel what I'm saying? Now it was more like, yo, I ain't really want to get nobody in my heart or nothing like that. You know, I was just messing with girls. It could have been, yo, it could have been on your friend. I could have pushed up on. It could have been like, yo, I had no regard to you. Your aunt looked good when I came over your house. And I was saying, this is real talk. That's how I was. But, you know, love changed my heart. You get what I'm saying? So the same thing that broke my heart changed my heart. Well, I wasn't that type of person, you know what I mean? So it went both ways, man. But, you know, it can be very hurtful, man. Like, especially if you had somebody that you felt as though you gave your all to, they ain't give it to you, and then they snatched a little bit they did have away from you, man. It turned anybody to be anything.
Yeah, that's true. It can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dons and Divas, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press the 1 to get in on a topic with the Diva Squad and the callers, or just sit back and listen to it on your PC.
Hey, Divas, we have another caller also.
Okay.
And, Chick, I'm excited about seeing you actually do your thing live in person. I just wanted to say that. You know, we are definitely excited. We'll be in the building.
Yes.
You know, on the 19th to check you out. We're going to bring on Kia real fast.
Okay.
Kia, how you doing?
Okay. What's up, Kia?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kia.
Hi. Good night.
How are you?
Much better. Going much
good,
better.
Good. Did you hear the topic?
No.
Okay, the topic is, do you think men/women cheat with multiple partners because they've been hurt before?
No, I don't think that's the reason. No, I wouldn't say that's the reason. Maybe that could be the reason for some people, but not, I don't think that's the reason. I think people, they do it because they want to, but they won't use that as an excuse.
That's true, too. You know, some,
yeah.
You know,
I don't think everybody does that. I don't think everybody, because they've been hurt, they're going to go out and cheat on multiple people. Some people that have been hurt, they probably going to, you know, I would say no. It depends.
On the individual, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody ain't going to do that.
But that's what we brung up, right? We brung it up. Is it a reason or not? Not necessarily everybody's reason. I mean, like,
nobody's gonna be calling with that. Mm-mm. Nowadays, you got some crazy, bipolar people. Mm-mm. Anybody dealing with that?
Hey,
but some people do. You have a lot that's dealing with it, you know,
that's not dealing with it. I don't think anybody's tolerating with a lot of nonsense no more. I just, maybe that's just me. I don't know. It's just too messy to be dealing with nonsense people. I don't know.
You ain't lying about that.
Look, I learned this thing, right? They taught us this thing called, it's called the 3 C's, about why people say they try to do things. You got cognitions, that's the way you think. Conditions, like things you be in, would make you bring about your choices. So, like, for them, you say, for example, somebody was born in the project, and somebody was born in Ivory Hill or whatever, like a spoon fed in their mouth. See, they both brung up in different conditions. And they both had different cognitions of how they think. The hood dude might say, I got to do it any means possible. The other guy thinks about going to Yale or Harvard. But all it still comes down to what the choices you make.
Exactly. It don't matter where you come from.
But it is, though, you still have what you call a factor. It's like if we playing cards, I decide to play the game, but I ain't get a good hand. So it's like, yo, I chose to play the game, but yo, I don't got a good hand, so right now I'm not able to compete. And that's where the 4C coming at, about you competing about it. So now we got, you know, and that's why you never know a person plight and understanding what makes them do something to hurt another person. Because what happens is sometimes that hurt is hereditary. That hurt gets passed down. That's only how I learned. It's just like right now, if you whoop your kids, you whoop your kids because you got whooped. Stuff that don't start out of nowhere. Like, you can't really find nobody. I mean, in most case scenarios, a person that was raised in a household where the parents didn't raise their voice, they ain't get hit, they not going to have kids and start hitting them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Unless they got a mental problem, because they wasn't taught that way. The condition wasn't that. But what happens is, if my grandmother was my just like I whoop my daughter's ass sometimes. I whoop my son's ass.
Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry, y'all.
It depends on the parent. I don't know. Maybe I was a little distant. My mother, I guess he did the more distance. My father, I tried to be my father. I never got hit by him. I didn't get hit.
You know, but I don't think that's a logic either, because, you know, just because you've just constantly been hurt, you know, it's not going to cause you to go out there. If anything, you're going to want to go out there and find someone to love you for you.
A lot of people don't know how to show love.
It depends on the person's mental capability. You people could deal with a lot of stress, and then, like you said, later on, it can explode later. But
right.
somebody can just deal with it and get by with it without going sleeping with everybody. Mm. Because sometimes most people, you have somebody that's in their conviction, they're going to pray their way out of a certain situation, and they're not going to do what everybody thinks they're going to do. Because somebody want to be tolerated with nonsense. I think I'm going to think about nonsense. I don't even want to deal with no nonsense, headache and stuff like that. I don't know.
But that's a good point, Kia, because a lot of people nowadays don't want to deal with the nonsense.
You just pray about the situation and go on. You ain't thinking about it. I'm going to get back on him. I'm going to cheat. Oh, please, I ain't doing that.
What we're going to do, everybody just told us what. We're just going to bring on one more caller. We're going to welcome Dogbone to the show. Dogbone, how you doing?
Hello, ladies.
Hey,
hello.
How are you?
Yeah, that
I'm
very
good.
White voice. Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. See, this is the grown up. This is the grown up show, so I have to act mature today.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. A round of applause twice in 1 week. Uh huh. I'm special. I'm VIP.
Did you hear the topic?
No, I didn't. But I heard about beatings and everything.
No, that's not the topic. I'm
This is not CPS line tonight. This ain't the CPS line.
Okay.
The topic for tonight is, do you think men/women cheat with multiple partners because they've been hurt before?
Yep.
You said yup fast.
And the ones that cheat were the ones that were in love, and they're scared to let that happen again, so they figure, nope, I'm not going to let it happen. I'm going to just do me.
Well, makes sense.
But the thing is, why be in a relationship then if you still want to cheat?
Exactly. You don't even get involved.
That's true.
Yeah. Why get involved if you know this is what you're going to do?
But you got to be upfront and let that person know I don't want that relationship, you know?
That's the main thing.
Wait. I was upfront with one and everything, and she understood. It was like that certain call, certain time of the night. Fine and dandy, then all of a sudden, you know, catch your feelings for you. I was like, nope, I'm not. Gotta go.
But you left. At least you were at that point where you were able to say, you know what, all right, you catch your feelings. I let you know exactly what it was from the beginning. And because you're catching feelings, I gotta go. A lot of men out there, they're not gonna do that. They're gonna keep on going. Getting what they get, whether it's a booty call or whatever, they're going to keep on going with it. And then that's when the female starts to turn into something else because, listen, they're putting their heart on the line now. Regardless of what you said from the beginning, I'm going to say women are very emotional. And they think with their emotion. And you can't possibly keep going on and on and on as a booty call. You're spending more and more time and not expect the female to catch feelings. She's going to catch feelings.
That's true.
That's what people mess things up. Booty calls do not go out to dinner. You don't go to the movie. You don't go to a club. It's
you don't
a booty
date,
call.
Period. Yes.
Yes. It's just that
you
one phone
no
call,
on
one the nights of the week and everything. You can be a Saturday or you can be a Tuesday and Saturday. That's it.
You can be a Tuesday and a Saturday. Well, see, that's what I was saying to Mike earlier. You know, how much time was you spending with this female
with this
for her
person,
to become a stalker? You know, because
how much time
multiple times.
How much time have I been? What? Say it again, see?
I said that's why I was asking Mike earlier how much time he was spending with the female if she was stalking him.
Yeah, she started acting crazy.
You know,
Mike put it on, and that's what it is.
You spend too much time with a person,
mm-hmm.
they're going to
mm-hmm.
automatically feel like, hey, this is what
you
want.
In a relationship,
you want it,
yeah.
You want this relationship. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, regardless of what you told him up front, if you send me, what, 4 or 5 days out of 7, you want more than just a booty call.
Yeah, that is more than a booty call.
Maybe
it's that good, though. You got to see it that many times in a week. There's been plenty of times
see,
like that,
there
too.
There you go.
Hey. But you still got to be up front with it. Like, nah, this is not
a
relationship.
You
got
to be willing to deal with the consequence that come behind that being so good.
I say it's only going to take a type of woman, because nowadays, isn't no woman dealing with that mess. I'm sorry.
Listen. Oh,
I am
please,
not
one
dealing,
more thing,
nobody's dealing with that nonsense or that mess. It's a headache, please. Nobody's dealing with that.
Why not? You don't know me then, girl. Because listen,
oh,
I got it in my mouth. I'm on my way. I'm on my way right now.
I'm not dealing with that mess, please. You don't know me.
You say whatever you want.
Oh, Kia, you need to cut it out. You know what?
Oh, we
talking about dealing with that mess. You're telling me you got a man.
Hey, let me tell y'all something right now. I feel much better. I'm like, I feel much better. Let me tell you something. I can't relate. It's not dealing with that nonsense.
Okay.
Right
here. Can you always tell somebody
not
dealing with that?
It's not dealing with that nonsense.
You know
please.
What?
I don't know who y'all be talking to, who what female. I know I'm not dealing with that nonsense.
I'm not.
You know who you are?
You know, let me show you something. Females who have low self-esteem deal with stuff like that, and females
mm-hmm.
who think they can change men deal with stuff
yeah,
like
with that.
Yes.
Right.
Why do
that's
women
say
to
right.
do that?
I agree with you with that. Exactly. I ain't got time to sit no man to change no man. I ain't doing with that nonsense.
That's it, sir.
All right,
can I say something, y'all?
What was the next question?
Yeah, go ahead, Chick.
If we take last week's show, we take this week's show, we see a recurring theme, right? And this is not one of, like, we on the radio, sometimes, we take things personal about experiences. But if we be real right now, the world goes around about this stuff. There's more people that's in cheating relationships than there is in committed relationships. That's the nature of the world. And then what we do right now is like everybody going else pumps themselves up and say, oh, that shit don't happen to me. I'm not the person that happened to. And not saying that ain't the case or whatever. But we got to talk about it like generalizing. If you generalize and not personalize it, that's how we got to discuss the topic. As in general, because if you personalize, you ain't going to agree. But if you generalize it right now, there's more people that's cheating than there is people that's committed. There's more people that got more than one girlfriend than there's one that got more than one. I mean, just one.
Wait a minute.
That's a good point, but what Kia's saying is she's letting you know what she's not going to accept. It's okay for the world around
us. Wait a minute. Hold up.
It's okay.
Please.
You know, what I think Kia is saying is she's letting everybody know this is what I'm not going to accept. If anybody else accepts it, that's on them. And I think that's excellent that her value is high enough that she's not going to tolerate the nonsense. Even though it might be going around in the world and people might be doing it and they might be acceptable to it, but her standards are high enough for herself that she's letting everybody know she's not going to have that. You know,
I am. Every bit of it, I am not dealing with that nonsense. Please, y'all don't know me.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm sorry. I did not mean to imply that, but what I'm saying is if we have a listener. We have a listener that's listening, and his story reflects somebody. That might be the person who
there could be one something from it. Yeah,
that's right. But what happens is she got the same people that's around her saying, "Well, girl, that was me. F that." And then sometimes you need to have a person that say, "Girl, I understand that. I've been through that." Instead of hearing the person that you don't want to hear from a person that don't have a problem. Like they just don't have no problems at all. Like you know, I don't have no chip issues. I do my nothing wrong with me. You don't want to hear that.
Because you know, at the end of the day, it's beneficial.
Well, they need to hear that. They need to hear that so they know how strong, how that person is. Because there is a lot of females that I know, especially that we don't go through this nonsense. Because people are not going to tolerate this. nonsense. Nobody's tolerating this nonsense anymore. What's in
That's
it? What
do
you need to do with this
they
nonsense?
They do down Atlanta.
How she should say is that people shouldn't be, but you do have some people out there that are accepted to that. That
what about the women that's doing it? What about the women that's doing it?
Listen, I'm just talking. I'm speaking in general. There's people. I said there's people out there that are accepted of that, that are happy with as long as my bills are paid and they can go do them.
Right.
You have people out there that are accepted of that.
I can't help pay nobody's bills. I'm having a hard time paying my own. Why don't you help me pay mine?
I heard this story. It's this female, and she was saying that her man didn't want to be with her in the summer. Only the winter.
In the summer?
Because she's a big woman. She's got 5 or 7 kids.
Oh.
You know.
Wow,
and, but
that's
she,
a big
she,
woman.
She allows this to happen.
Yeah.
Because she said that she felt like she couldn't get nobody else. 4 babies' daddies. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, yeah, she had a lot
she
of baggage.
She allowed that.
Right.
So
but
she's
you know
got
what?
Low self-esteem.
Yeah, you're right, because you can have a lot of baggage, you know, people have so many things going on, but it's how you put yourself out there.
Exactly.
If you put yourself out there like, oh, I'm beat up, ain't nobody going to want me, a person
exactly.
only going to treat you how you allow
you
them.
Want them to
yep,
you know?
How you put yourself out
yeah.
there.
So
go.
If you,
I'm sorry.
If you
I'm
put yourself out there, then that's how it's going to be.
Exactly.
Well,
have
fun. Thank
you
for calling now. Thank
all
you
right,
for
yeah. bye-bye,
thank
y'all.
You.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you.
But, you know,
I'll
that's what
you.
I told her. You know, I said, hey, you allowed him to do it. He did it last year. He's doing it this year. Oh, the summertime, hey, I can jump from pillar to post. You know,
no,
not going to be seen with you.
Well,
and in the wintertime, you're not going to be going to so many places. So,
right,
you
right.
know, well, he cooks for me. Cook for you. Is that
he
all?
He making you big so he can have you there.
Yep.
He's
so
keeping
he keep
you
your,
there.
Keep
yeah,
your,
he's
right
keeping
in,
you there.
I guess.
Please. I don't know she didn't. Please, if that was me in the wintertime.
Yeah,
please.
But it was sad. I'm serious. It was a bad situation. And, you know.
That is too much.
I'm telling you. Her self-esteem was so low. She didn't believe in God or nothing.
Oh, wow.
You know,
that's
was
who
really,
she needed. That's who she needed.
And
well, you don't
want to
talk about
her. You know what? The same thing that you're saying, you know, and like I told her, no. You're not going to stay with me during the winter. And then summertime, you bounce? No.
Yeah, that's just total. That's just blatant disrespect.
That's disrespect.
No, and like
well,
I told her, you need God, sweetheart.
He sure do.
Because ain't
nothing
nobody
no man
else is
going
to be able to help you make it out of that struggle but God right now.
But him.
Yep.
But him. But
you
him.
Know, because she was too deep, like, you know, and that's where, you know, this. You know that this man is out there with multiple people.
She needs to be saved in prayer. She needs somebody to be covered.
Well, honey, well, we tried.
She
we tried, but I don't think it worked
Woo-hoo.
Too well. But, you know,
please,
I
would have been
serious.
Taking that food and throwing it under the table to the dog.
Crazy,
I would have been working out all winter. So in the summer, when he's ready to leave, I'm going to. Please.
That's what
please.
I told her. You know, like I told her, I said, sweetheart, it's places that you can go, you can lose that weight.
Yep.
You know,
now listen, you can't lose the weight. Go where they like big women. That ain't
right.
Don't stop that.
And I told her, it's somebody for everybody. I don't care if you weigh 800 pounds. It's
right
somebody out there for everybody. You know, so
don't
let that keep you down. But obviously, this man has her. You know, maybe he put some voodoo or jugum juice or something.
No, but you know what? I think it
still boils down to the whole self-esteem, you know.
Right.
I think like
yeah.
she was saying earlier, you know, a lot of people out there are doing it. So it's not like, okay, she's the only person that's doing it. I'm sure somebody knows somebody either did it before or they might be doing it now.
Yeah.
they're allowing that person to come and go as they please, as long
yep,
as
they're comfortable with that. Yep.
You know, and they're comfortable with that. That's a matter of that person.
And you know what?
That's
that what I'm
preference.
Not gonna lie.
No.
I've been there, done that, but I refuse to do it anymore.
Right.
Mm. Amen to that.
It wasn't about the self-esteem. I just thought that, you know, it would get better, but no.
Yeah, but
and,
see, you don't think that
I
you're going to change a man like that. But see, you can't
yeah.
think that you're going to change
hey,
a man to me. And I think that's a lot of the problems nowadays is that females and males, they think
mm-hmm.
that once they get with that person, they spend time with that person, they can change that person.
Change them.
No.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
you,
no,
what you are
work.
Getting right now, that's exactly what you're going to have.
Well,
yeah,
see, that's where you fall
that's
at when you go in
that.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Right.
You
that's
go
where
you
fall, thinking you could come in there changing
yeah.
somebody. Like, listen.
Who calling my name?
That was me. See, I don't want to cut nobody. I just like, you know, I love this show, man, because like, you know, what happens is a lot of, I get a lot of information from this, man, and I really like sharing on your show. It gives me a chance to be like, and not be funny all the time. You know what I mean? So, and it gives me a chance, like, to
right.
sometimes and get to say what's on my mind. And you know, T, I remember you put up there. T, you had up there the other day on, I think it was Instagram, Facebook. You put up there like, Root was waiting for a Boaz. All right, and said,
yeah.
while you waiting for the Boaz? Between your lazy ass, your bum
your
ass,
lazy
your
ass,
ass. And what I put up there, I was a few of them, but you know
yeah,
what? I got
what
transformed. I got transformed. You feel what I'm saying? So you know, sometimes you got a person who did. See, sometimes that goes to the person's heart. A person that been through something, and then somebody doing, they doing them dirty, and then they're able to walk from that struggle to get to have a testimony. That's the only thing a testimony is it, you
yeah.
can't have a testimony if you ain't go through nothing. So
and honestly, it wasn't easy me walking away.
No.
It wasn't easy, but I got through it because of the man, because of God. I ain't going to say the man up above.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
of God.
Well, my,
you
my
know, I don't have to live like that. I don't have to deal with it.
Exactly.
You know.
And she doesn't either.
Right.
You
but
know,
you know what, see,
I can do bad by myself.
Realize, but what everybody
exactly.
has to realize is that there's a reason why you stay me. There's a reason why she's staying. There's a reason why the next female that might be in the same situation is staying. There's a
uh-huh.
reason why. And it's just boiled down to, oh, okay, well, I can do bad by myself. No, there's some search, soul searching that has to be done from that person within
yeah.
before they can possibly try and say, oh, okay, well, I'm leaving because of this. No,
right.
you leaving because you know that you shouldn't stay from the beginning because you wanted
yeah.
more for yourself and you love yourself.
Well,
sure,
exactly.
You
have to start living from the inside out. That's
inside,
what
right.
yeah.
But you have
start
to
living
do that
from the inside
self-evaluation
out.
First. And whenever you don't do that self-evaluation, sure, you allow yourself to fall short and be with someone who doesn't know your value. And that's because you don't know your value.
Your own value.
That's right.
That's the difference
yeah.
to me.
And I was weak. I mean, I'm not going to lie. You know, hey. But I feel totally different about it now. You know, and,
yeah,
and
you
I see now to
and
myself,
yeah.
why come I couldn't do this back then?
Turn that
yeah.
test into a testimony. That's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I made it through that. You didn't break me. You don't. You can't hold me down. So
right.
you, it ain't nothing you could do to me.
Yeah. I was in depression. I was in a lot of states. You know, but. I'm back now.
Well,
know?
I think a lot of you have a lot of people that have that get to that moment where I'm right now. I don't feel like myself, and you know what I'm saying. And then
mm-hmm.
and that's when again, that's you got to get out of the natural realm and get into the spiritual realm.
Right,
like,
right.
I need help.
Right.
You understand
and
what
and
I'm saying?
See, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing in my life that I'm ever be ashamed to talk about.
Of course, you should be.
You know. Sometimes you don't yeah. want to come out with it, you know, but eventually it's going to come out.
Come out, yeah.
Because it was about to eat me alive. I mean, you know, I have a couple of people I was talking to about it. You know, they told me, yeah, you know, they would never tell me, well, you know what you need to do.
Right.
You know, they would just hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because, you know, I don't think that anybody really, and you know, my opinion, I don't think that anybody could tell you, okay, well, leave your man, girl, leave your man.
Exactly.
No, they can listen to you, they can give you their opinion, but they're
right.
not going to tell you to leave your man. You're going to
exactly.
leave your man when you want to leave your man, if that's what you choose to do. You know,
right.
when you set up, you're going to go, but not a minute before, not a minute after.
After.
You feel in your heart
right.
that you're going to leave, you're going
to
leave.
It's time to go,
not
yeah.
me, as being anyone's friend, I'm going to let you know. I'm not going to tell you leave your man. I'm going to tell you that you sit and you pray about it, and you have to know your value
exactly.
and your worth.
Exactly.
And you have to love yourself.
I agree with that,
Jim. And if you don't love yourself, then you can't possibly love somebody else.
I'm big on just listening. I don't care. I'm listening because I cannot give anybody any advice. I'm gonna listen. If you want me to listen, I'm listening. I'm gonna tell you to read this chapter. I will bless the Lord at all times, you know. And then you could pick. I can't give you no advice. I can tell you to look for something or get you. Tell you what's in the here. This is what I go by. This is what I read.
I know that.
Maybe that gives you something. But I'm gonna listen.
The parents they want him home. Got to be home by 8 o'clock. So.
Hello?
And they call me.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. We have another conversation.
I agree with you, Lavina, because I just listen. I am not an expert. I'm giving anybody advice because right now, I think most people, they just want a listening ear. You just can't listen.
Yeah, sometimes that's all it takes.
You just,
right.
I'm just going to sit there and listen and like, okay, and just like, just, you know, and just like, okay, and then just if I have no scripture that I was like, well, this is Jesus, you know, whatever. I'm not going to get there and say, well, you know, you should just leave them and don't let him go. How dare I?
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, Jonathan Davis, we're going to bring on one more caller. We're going to welcome Kanisha to the palace. Kanisha, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome, Kanisha.
Hey.
Hey. She's giggly.
That was a big hey too. Did you get a topic this evening?
I did.
Okay. Would you like to give your feedback on it?
Yes. I think people cheat with multiple partners because of their past. I think it has more to do with their parents and their environment they grow up in and feeling accepted and loved or not loved. And I think they use sex as an outlet to express
ooh,
love.
Wow.
To get love.
I like that one.
Go ahead, Kanisha.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's
an outlet.
She just came from psychology class. That's not fair.
that was a good way to put it. No, that was a good way to put it.
Yes, it was. But you know what? I agree. You just definitely brought a different light to it, you know, because a lot of us, you know, was pretty much saying, you know, yes, that they, you know, they bring it because of, you know, what happened to them before. But when you turn a flip on it and you actually say, you know, by the way that they were brought up and, you know, how they feel loved and not loved, I think that's an excellent point. That's an
right.
excellent point.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? Mike stated something like that earlier. It's like the same thing that can make you is the same thing that can break you.
Break
when it comes
you.
To love. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? It either can build you up so high that you know, you're blocking everything around you, or you can let it make you feel so low until you just take the weight of the world on your shoulders because of it. You know what I'm saying? And then it causes a bad reaction. So, you know, that's why a lot of that stuff happens too. So it's crazy.
That was a great feedback and input, Kanisha.
Yes,
oh,
very.
Thank you.
As for calling in with a great feedback, you would be
quiet.
Hey,
she's
hi.
Like, ow. She's like, ow, pay attention, y'all, pay attention.
Yeah, I do think that has a lot to do with it, and I think that can be attributed to a lot of things in life, though, you know, with abuse and everything else, you know. A child, he sees his mom, you know, abused by emotionally by his father or someone cheating on him. You know, what are you teaching him?
Right.
You
what
never
value?
Know.
He's
peeing.
What value?
He won't keep
eating
on the street.
I think that's an excellent point, you know. Because there is a lot of people out there, too, that have, you know, witnessed someone in their household being abused. And in return, when they get into their relationship, they think it's okay to do it because this is okay. This is how you show love. This is how you discipline, you know, someone. And I think that that's an excellent point because a lot of people need help actually learning how to love, you know. They need help learning what's acceptable and what's not acceptable.
Right.
That's true.
and you can explain yourself and get your point across without putting your hands on people. You know, right.
Exactly.
The way you were brought up helps you deal with your relationship, you know, because somebody might have seen their mother or their father hitting somebody, and the next thing you know, they think that, okay, well, I have this wife or I have this husband, and if I hit him, he know I'm hitting him because I love him, you know. But in all reality, I'm hitting him to tell him, do you hear what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, it's a control.
Yeah. Right. Definitely.
Yeah, that's crazy. But again, even with your upbringing, like I said, again, that you could either take that and use it to your advantage, and say this is not how I'm gonna rock. This is not how I want my household ran or whatever. I'm not gonna grow up like that. Or you can follow in that path. It's just that simple. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't want to go through what I went through, what I saw going through when I was growing up. You know what I'm saying? I want better for myself. But again, you have to know your self worth. You have
what about those that grew up in the nice homes, but that wasn't the problem until they got out the home?
Right. Well, again, a lot of times growing up in the home.
When you grew up with two parents, not necessarily always what happened within the home. But you grew up in a nice home with both parents, but then it's second until you got out the home. So I mean, you want to do.
You can grow up with the best of parents and still turn out to be who you choose to be.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can have the best of the best and still turn out to be a horrible person.
Right. That's your choice.
I don't want to make it seem like it's the parents or inside the home. Like it's a
Peers are influence.
But you gotta realize that your family, when you're being raised and you're being brought up, you're being brought up on your values and your beliefs. That's what you're being brought up on, you know, in your home. And the minute you go outside your home and you might get into, like, an abusive relationship, or you might know one of your friends that's in an abusive relationship, you know, you have to help them now know their value and know their worth, you know.
Yeah.
But at home, to me, the structure and the foundation that's set at home does help you, you know, in your relationship. If it's a two-parent home, or even if it's a one-parent home, if it's a two-parent home and everything is perfect in that home, everything is great, there's no problems with that and the other, and you learn the structure, you learn the discipline, you learn your values, and you know what you're worth, that's one thing. But if you grow up in a household where there's just one mother, there's a mother, and that mother is raising her children, okay, it's not the mother's job to bring different men into the house constantly.
True.
If it's a daughter, the daughter's looking at like, oh, okay, well, this is how mommy is getting love and affection.
Yeah.
This is what I
so it'll be all right.
Yeah. She think it's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Acceptable.
Oh, you got to think about those kids that's in foster care. What about those kids? You know, that could have an impact on them as well.
It can. You know, not having parents at all. But you know, from my personal experience, I think not having parents at all made it easier for me to want more in life. To try harder.
Okay.
It motivated me, you know, not to always have somebody in your corner, but to be your own support system and your faith. I mean.
Now I work with kids. Now, at what age did you figure that out, though? Because with the kids that I work with right now, a lot of them, their parents gave them away, you know, when they were like 3 or 5 years old. So everything that they've learned, they ended up learning it from foster parents of being in different residentials and stuff like that. And
I learned,
it's harder, you know, that I'm trying to, like, help them with their value, because right now, guess what? They don't know their value. They think
that's the thing. I learned from people like that, people that came through in my life that cared about, you know, a young black woman trying to do something. You know, it's going to be outside influences as well. I mean, you learn from the people around you. I mean, I see this family, and I have friends who have all the family in the world, but no support.
Yeah.
Where I didn't have much family, but I had people on the outside, like, rooting for me.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's people like you that help people like me.
Right.
See this? I mean, they'll find their value.
Well, you know,
it's true.
As much as we would like to say, and this is a reality, This comes out of the book of Timothy. Sometimes your family could be your worst enemy. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
And it takes outside
amen.
Influences to get, you know, to get you on the right track sometimes. So you don't have to feel guilty for not getting the proper advice or whatever from your family, because that's just not in the rules sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? It takes
sometimes
outside.
They don't know any better.
Exactly. Exactly. They know better. They do better. But you know.
Exactly. But you're right. A lot of them don't, and that's unfortunate. But a lot of them don't. And with the teenage girls that I work with now, a lot of them think that, okay, well, if because they were abandoned from their family, that they said, okay, well, if they meet this guy and this guy says, okay, I love you, I got your back, I'm your rock, you know, that automatically, okay, I'm going to have sex with this person, and then guess what? That don't work out. Now I'm going to the next person. I'm going to have sex with this person because they feel like they have to express themselves through sex in order to get that love that they need. And I think it's harder now because there's a lot of girls that I deal with that, oh, when they get up in the morning, they have to have makeup. It's like if they don't put that makeup on their face, they have to feel like they're somebody else.
Right.
So that self-esteem is so beat down because in their mind, they're like, well, my mom didn't want me.
So
my dad
didn't
want me. So now what am I supposed to do? How do I get accepted?
That's
going to
be an everyday battle with them and within themselves till probably the day they die. That's something you have to fight, and it's something you have to see for yourself. There's one day you're going to have to get over feeling pity for yourself, feeling bad for yourself, feeling down on yourself. There's one day you're going to have to take the initiative and be like, I am somebody. I am important. I am more than my body.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something you have to do on your own. I mean, people can push you in that direction, but if they don't want it for themselves, you can't do nothing. You know?
That's true. You can offer 100 million different advice give it all kinds of advice and tell them things till you blue in the face, but they have to want it themselves.
Right.
That's what they have to want. That's even like with a drug addict or anybody who has any kind of addiction. They're not going to fight that addiction unless they're ready to. You understand what I'm saying? With all the rehabilitation and stuff, they have to be ready and say, this is it.
That's with anything, though. You know, you got to want it in order to do it. And be
You have to want it.
You know, I definitely agree. I just say it's unfortunate, you know, that it's so many of them out there that were abandoned. So now they have to deal with the abandonment and being accepted, you know, by different people. And I think that's the hardest part is that at this age, you know, from the age of 13 to 19, this time is critical. And most of them have had, I mean, 20 to 30 partners, you know. Most of them have had STDs. They know all about the clinic. They know all about, okay, well, they think they know, okay, if I do this, then I can't get an STD. Oh, somebody lied to you. Let me educate you real fast.
Yeah, and let me tell you the truth about that,
Exactly, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's just unfortunate, but there's so many people out there that, you know, just need that guidance. And you know, we're talking about people that, you know, can get outside help. But the problem is that what I'm seeing with these teenagers that I'm dealing with now is they don't have the outside help. Their outside help is actually another placement. Their outside help is a residential where there's all girls going through something that they went through already. So I try to tell them that, you know what, you have to love yourself. You know, it all boils down to you. You have to love yourself and know your worth. And some of them will tell you, worth. I know when I leave here, I'm going to get laid. You know, they'll tell you point blank. That's what they have to do. Oh, I got a boyfriend waiting for me in this town right here. You know, okay, well, while you locked up in this facility, is that boyfriend still waiting for you? I think not.
Right.
What do you think your boyfriend's doing at this point, John?
Okay. Dons and Divas, I want everyone to hold the line. We're going to go to another call. I mean, another song. And everyone just hold the line. We'll be right back.
Compare to when you kissed me there, and I can't. Boy, just take your time. Yeah. Send chills down the spine. Yeah. You're one of a kind. Yeah. That's what I gotta make you mine. Yeah. Boy, you turn me on. Yeah. Got me feeling hot. Yeah. Now I'm really gone. Yeah. I like my kisses down low. Down the spine. Yeah. You're one of a kind. Yeah. That's what I gotta make you mine. Yeah. Boy, you turn me on. Yeah. Got me feeling hot. Yeah. Now I'm really gone. Yeah.
Somebody's gonna get up and hold on this show and gonna get up and talk because everybody's going through something.
Oh, yeah.
Show that y'all do it impact somebody else. But, oh, I remember when I went, you know, went through that last year. They could say, that's my customer. I remember when I went through that last year, 2 years ago, that was me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
why we do this show, you know, because, like I said, it could be somebody out there that needs the feedback.
Yeah.
Need the answers, you know, but afraid to ask or don't know how to ask.
Yes, I'm not
asking. Or just too quiet or whatever to ask, you know, what should I do in this situation?
Or embarrassed. And nobody should be embarrassed because everybody's going through something.
Everybody has a story to tell.
Everybody
that's right.
Has
that's true.
Something that they're going through.
Yeah.
Life, you know.
They're going through stuff.
And so that's why I mean, you know, it's a great show. You know, and you just have to chime in, you know, hey, you don't even have to say it's you.
Stop it.
You know?
You write about that, Jay. Just as long as you just come, you know, you right.
I mean, you know, just open up.
Open up, yeah.
Yeah. But if anyone else have anything to say, feel free to do so.
I do. I just want to say that thank y'all for letting me talk. And I really do hope people from hearing this show just think twice before they do decide to cheat. I mean, it's so many other options. You could break up, have counseling, move on. It's just not worth it to hurt somebody.
You're
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
You got a point there, too.
Mm-hmm. Or you might wind up like the movie Temptation.
Yeah.
You see that movie?
Oh, God.
That right there should make everybody just don't want to go do anything, you know? It makes you want to just work your relationship out, you know? Because after seeing something like that, it just turns you sour.
Sour.
Yeah. And Tanisha, I want to thank you for calling, sweetie.
You're welcome, love.
And Auntie will see you real soon.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Good night.
Tanisha.
Yeah.
Okay, if no one else have anything to say, I'm going to turn it over to my guest host. Either one of you all have a final thought?
Yes. You want me to go first, Lavina?
Okay,
I'll go. Again, I would like to thank the GQ Palace staff, Rich, Lavina, T, Rachel. Shout out to everybody for allowing me to host, number one. And number two, thank all the callers for calling in, giving their input and advice, or even just listening. Sometimes just listening is all a person needs. And as far as the topic on tonight, if you're thinking about cheating, like I said, sit down and think twice before you go out there and do something, because at the end of the day, you're going to be detrimental to yourself. You have to put yourself first, start living from the inside out, and leave all that old baggage from the old relationships exactly where it is, in the old relationship. So, you know, just think more of yourself, think higher of yourself, and then you'll find yourself not in that position.
That's right. And my final thought is, it was a wonderful topic. You know, it's always a great show. I always enjoy myself. And you always get to, you know, learn. You get to learn from it, you know, and the different things that you learn, you can take it and you can share it with different people. So I think that that's very important. That's extremely, extremely important. Before I finish, though, I just want to bring one more person on. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
Hey, Diva.
What's going on? That's right.
Hey.
Glad you got a chance to chime in.
I didn't thank you. I didn't hear the topic. I know that we don't have time for me.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'm going to make time for you, Diva.
What's the topic? Quick. What's the topic?
Do you think men/women cheat with multiple partners because they have been hurt before?
Oh, yeah. In some cases, I can say yes. Yes, in some cases. It's hard to commit. It's hard to commit to one person, especially
Yeah. Trying to make somebody pay for it.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's true. You know, why not?
We
missed the cue tonight, Diva.
I know. I missed you guys, too. Thank y'all for holding it down. Thanks so much. I know y'all had a great show.
I just want to thank you guys definitely for, you know, having me, you know, special, you know, co-host with you guys this evening. It was definitely an honor. I enjoyed myself.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Of course, if anyone did not get a chance to hear the show, you can always check the archives on blogtalkradio.com, type in CC Palace, and you are able to listen to any one of the shows. And you can go right to the Wednesday show and listen to tonight's show if that's the show of your pleasure.
All right. So, is it over on me?
Yes, it's
up to you, Master Diva T.
First off, I want to wish CEO, executive host, Rich Money and Lavina's son a very happy sixth birthday, Isaiah.
Happy birthday.
And I also want to wish every mother this coming Sunday is Mother's Day, and I want to wish every mother a happy and blessed Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, all the ladies who are mothers.
Happy Mother's Day. And I want to thank all the callers, listeners, and most of all, the man up above. Tune in next week, same time, same place. We will now go into our next show, which is Fallout Comedy with Chicky Chick. Have a great week, and let's let go.
Hi, Tim. What's up?
Yeah. I'm hoping that we live right now. I don't know. Yeah. But check out. This is your boy, Chick Meeting. Once again, we back kind of early right now, but still know it's the same thing. 9 and 10, Fallout Comedy with your boy, Chicken Comedian, fighting for Dog Radio. I hope we still got some callers left over from the last show, because the show was bananas. Like, that was my chance to get serious, but now it's time to bring the fun, man. If you were listening to the last show, and sometimes we bring over topics, they were talking about cheating. Well, what we're going to talk about tonight was, the top comedians that's out right now. I'm just going to bring it back into the subject and the topic. But I'm going to say now, we're living in a time that I think that comedy is really blowing up for a few people. In particular, Kevin Hart. Now, this is just my assertion about everything. So, there hasn't really been nobody like Kevin Hart, my estimation, to really be like Mark. Big shout out to Cat Williams, too. But Cat Williams kind of had it, but it wasn't like on a scale that Kevin Hart is right now. Kevin Hart is going on media, going on movies, television, shows, selling out arenas, man. And that's why I think, like, what's the good list for somebody that we all set up on? Who you think the top five comedians in the game, baby? So, if you have anything I say, I think Kevin Hart is, and Kevin Hart shows a lot of love to everybody that's in Jersey. Big shout out to my man, Jonathan Moore, and Baby Boy Hodge, to myself, Chris Thomas, Isha Mayfield, Miss Karma, man, the list goes on and on. I hope I, man, they would kill me if I got one of my books. Oh, my man, Comedian Ray, y'all know his family, but yo, like I said, we're going to start off my monologue tonight, man. And listen, we always heard that say cheaters never win. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Some cheaters do win because it depends on what their goal is.
You know what I'm saying? Some people, and their goals is to use people with aspirations and stuff like that. And not to make the topic more serious than what it is, that goes back into our thinking about the comedy thing. Sometimes you got to cheat to gain that advantage. Sometimes you got to get up on that stage, man, and you got to cheat next to me and let them know, man, I'm going to be more funny than you, man. I'm going to do what I have to do. So, and all that bringing this to life, tonight's show is going to be special. And I'm hoping that I could do it and try to make it coincide. But tonight, your boy is going to be on stage tonight at Brenda's Place in Jersey City on Ocean Avenue. Yeah, you heard me. I'm going to be at Brenda's Place tonight. Yo, I got an invite from my man, Parnell Holloway. So it's going to be me, Parnell Holloway, Miles Green. If you don't know these comedians, they're really doing their thing right now. So clap it up, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't really want to clap right there. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't talking to empty space.
Like I always say, man.
So, big shout out, man. Big shout out. I'm actually getting myself dressed right now. I'm trying to stay focused. So right now, I'm going to try to examine the mind of a comedian. But I don't know what other comedians do. Some comedians, they drink. They might smoke. They might get them some. That's not what I do. What I really try to do is, like, I really try to stay in my zone. I try to suit myself or place myself like your chick. Man, chick, looking at myself in the mirror. Man, who's born? This is just stage. This is your moment. This is your time. You know, lose yourself in the moment. You know how the song go. And you don't want to lose the moment. And sometimes you lose the moment. I'm going to let y'all know. Sometimes you lose the moment. I'm going to take an example, man. Like, sometimes you can get a little cocky. And what I was doing was, on some of my shows, I was getting a little cocky. I had a nice little run. And this, if any comedian know what I'm talking about, it's a nice little run where it seemed like everywhere you went, you did this stuff, you were amazing. Everybody laughed. I'm like, what? Like, you on a mark right now. Nothing to hold. Then, you get what you the working room. And the working room is common to everybody, all my comedians. The working room is like somewhere you let yourself go. It's not your new material. You're not one of the last. But if a comedian says he's one by last, he's lying. Because even if you're working on new material, you're trying to sit the hit off with somebody. So maybe you're like one of these comedians and you got so much money on me in the city. You know, sometimes your feelings get hurt. So one of these days, man, you know. Big shout out to Marlowe's. I'm gonna let y'all know right now, man. Marlowe's is like my spot. That would be like my comedy home. It's like the first place I did comedy as far as on the street. And then, you know, it's like up and down. My relationship with Marlowe's is up and down. It seemed like last time I did at Marlowe's, it was a good look for you, boy. Man, you know what I'm saying? I got up there, man. They're looking at me like, yo, this ain't $2 shot Tuesdays, man. Who is this dude up here? And, you know, No excuses for nothing, man, but, you know, just wasn't good for me that night. So every time I had to pass, I always run home to my baby. Man, I was like, I want to do this comedy stuff no more, yo. I did bad. And, you know, and my wife is my biggest supporter. And so she stares me right in my eyes during these emotional times when I'm going through all this bullshit. And she said, you need to man up. You need to man up. You shouldn't have went to the show anyway. You need to be here with me, movie night or something. Because that's what actually where this is for us, movie night. So right now, my wife is mad because I got called for a show. And she's like, you trying to bail out on me on movie night? You really trying to act up right now? You always like this. You always like this. But you know, like I said, she's my biggest supporter, man. So I don't know where I'd be without her. So sometimes that causes fucking interest too, man. So that's why I wanted to let y'all know. During today's test, man, what I give me some calls. If you don't know, listening on the radio right now, I told you, they said we got so many stations out there we've been listening to all over. This is not just like a New York radio station. We're all over everywhere. So if you're listening on the internet and you want to get the call in, you can call in at 646-238-38. Once again, that's 646-238-38. And what you can do is, like, I had to set it straight to a few people. That's not just a call in. That's the number that you have to listen to. So, if you're not familiar with radio, you know, you wonder how you look at the radio. They start talking about a musician. You just call the station all the time. But that's not, y'all fortunate to have our number. You have to be able to call in. Stop the first step. You get a chance to see and press one and speak your mind. You get to be in the show with chicken comedian. You never know who might be listening.
You got people that are in the industry listening. You might need to call in, talk to somebody, say, hey, chick, who's up a lot? I'm saying, that's Felicia from New Hart, Connecticut. They're like, yo, we need to meet up with her. And that's because you called my show, the Chick Show, Fall Out Comedy Wednesday. Now you're famous. You all on TV and everything. People got about me because I put you in the show in the first place. I mean, stop, like, I was right in the race. That really happened to me, man. I put somebody else on. They're more famous than me. But like I said, I'm getting myself ready for the show. Right now, we're going to be at Brendan's Place, Jersey City, on Ocean Avenue. I just got a last-minute call. Like I said, it's going to be Cornell Holloway. It's going to be definitely good. Miles Green definitely going to be in the building. That's his spot. He hosts that. And your boy, Tiki Kimmy, going to be there. I don't know who else is going to be there. If I want to make sure, I got to bring the funny. So, like, the one thing I told you before, like, I don't really deal with notes. I'm not Jay-Z or Biggie, come on, I don't write nothing down. But what happens with comedy, a lot of my stuff reflects on life experiences. And what happened is, the way I do comedy is, if I say a joke and they receive something, I try to follow it on. A lot of it is more than ad-libbing, you know, because you get the sense of the crowd. That's what a good comedian do. A good comedian did to come in, something happens, and he's able to put that in the show. In his. So that's what usually happens to me. So, as I'm walking through my house right now, I got myself all together. Look at my son. He's trying to be a radio person now. Because the only time he talks is when he's waiting on me. So, I'm walking through my house right now, trying to get my mind right. You know, trying to make sure my wife is okay with me leaving out and everything like that. So, right now, y'all might have a little echo on everything. That's because I'm moving around. But I'm about to actually get in the car, and y'all going to roll with me on this journey. So, look, what I'm going to do right now is I'm trying to freshen up a little bit. We're going to play a quick song. Richie! That's my man that's on the 1 and 2. That's my executive producer. That's the man who write the checks, write the imaginary checks. Because I don't get paid, but I get paid a lot of love. Yo, big shout out to Rich, GQ Power. If y'all don't know, I got to plug it in. March 19th, we up at Club Allure. This is not Allure that's in New York. This is Allure that's in New York City. At Long Island City, Queens, man. We're going to be there May 19th, man. Doors open at 7, I believe. A lot of things going down. We got Hot 97 in the building. We got Video Music Box. We got Rough Rock, GQ Palace, and a host of others, man. And we got Coco Chanel sitting on the 1 and 2s downstairs. While your boy Rich is hosting upstairs. And guess who's going to be doing comedy during this whole thing? That's why your boy Chick the Comedian, man. It's going to be big May 19th, man. And like I said, we're going to play a quick song, like a real quick 2-minute song. I'm going to get myself together. When I come back, I'm in the car. But if there's anybody that's in the line, right, what I want you to do is this. If you're on the line, I want you to call me. I want you to press 1. I want you to give me a subject that you think I should talk about tonight. And you know what your boy Chick the Comedian going to do? He's going to put it in his app. So we do some good calls to call in right now and some different things to talk about. I'm going to put it in my app. So with such. So go to that song for me real quick. When I talk, I got to be in the car, and I'm ready for my callers. This is GQ Palace, Paul Chat Radio, your boy, Chick the Comedian, Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays, 9 to 10. This is what we yeah.
Been aquí, un momento, siéntate. up your tempo. I don't speak too good, I play poquito. But how would you like to have me hijo and me hija? But for now, just uno. I ain't finished, but I like to watch Telemundo. I like to eat chocha and patalios. Only like Sosa, cause my amigo Dominican Joaquin, he be in the zone. When he at home, he like to bump that reggaeton. I don't do it too good, but I like bachata. Don't move too good, but I like salsa. Mommy tapped me on my shoulder, said she want me to eat her. So you know I sure stop like Derek Jeter. Listen, mommy, I'm wild, and I will crush you. Like in Puerto Rican style, then I'm gonna cut you. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Dominican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Puerto Rican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Colombian mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Morena mommy, that's my shit. B dot, El Conquistador, I'm hot. Caliente, you feel the ball, but when I throw my shoes on, I don't smear. It's like, I, Bobby, I think free. Or does my thing, they like my style. Flash the pin guy, I, wow. Spicing their life when I get my Mac on. Call me so freak though, but I'm really sad on. They man don't do it right because they man's a popper. With me, it's un, dos, tres, cuatro. When I go slow, it's ooh la la. And when I go fast, you hear thwack, thwack, thwack. All my mommies in here, tell me who's the fairest. Scratch that, I don't care. All I wanna hear. Boca to boca, hip to hip, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Dominican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Puerto Rican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Colombian mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Morena mommy.
Your boy is back right now. Like I said, look, we starting up the car. Y'all there? Go check it out. Your boy started up the car just now, man. We about to head our way out in Jersey City. The Jersey City ride is a nice little 20-minute ride. If y'all not too familiar with the area, man, and we about to be on our way right now. Like I said before I left, man, I was telling everybody, man, about how I prepared myself to get ready for a show. Since that's actually what I'm about to do right now. So I asked if we have any calls that came in, and I don't know. I'm trying to get my little program board. I don't have anybody that actually on the call right now. Let me see. And no, I don't have anybody right now. So like that, I was just listening to that song. It just made me think about a joke that I came up with. Rich, I want to let you know how you can sing that song. I think I need that song as a ringtone. All the time, mama. I can't get it out of my head. I don't even know the words. And it made me think about the Zumba joint. My wife is in the house today, right? And she, you know, my wife, she orders stuff, decides what she's going to do, do exercise and do all the stuff. And, you know, I tell her, man, I love you just the way you are, but I would like you. You know, she want to get herself in shape or whatever. So it is what it is. So she's doing Zumba with about two or three other people in the house. So I think Zumba is like the stupidest thing ever. Because what they do is this. Like, now, mind you, lose weight. But to me, Zumba is just like how Spanish people are. You know, like Puerto Ricans, Dominicans. And this is like, this is a joke, but this is like for real. Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, they like, they dance like how they do their clothes. Like, very unorganized, uncoordinated. You know, I just. Because they doing the Zumba, so you got like this. The guy goes, okay. Check it out. Pabe. Check it out. What you want to do is do this. And then they do the move. I wish y'all could see me, but they do the move. Okay, just like this, Bobby. This is the move. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I'm saying in my mind, I say 1, 2, 3 ain't the same as 4, 5, 6, 7 is not matching up. And then what he does, though, he's going so fast, it makes no sense. So it looks like, you know, it's like he got on blue pants, yellow shirt with a pink tie, red sneakers. So basically organized. But then what happens that he does, he says, go. He slows down. He says, like, okay, Poppy, this is how we do it in slow-mo. This is how we do it in slow-mo. We do it like this in slow-mo. So he does it slow, and it comes out and makes perfect sense. So I'm sitting up there like, man, how does this even make sense? But that's what I was just thinking about when I heard the song. It might not be funny. I'm going to work on that joke a little bit more better myself. That's going to be known as my Zumba joke / Puerto Ricans have no coordination joke. So anyway, like I was saying before we left out, I was seeing if we had any callers that was going to come into the line right now and let us know what they're doing. We got T on the line, and this is like my favorite caller because I think T is like, she's like a co-host. Because what happened is when all else fails, when nobody wanted to decide to press one, T say, you know what, chick, I got you. You know what I'm saying? I got you. Because you know what? All the people that didn't have me in the past, that's okay. But look, I got you because I don't even hold that against them. You wasn't around then. So, T, give it up to T on the line, T. Hey!
What's up? What's up?
Okay, I told you. I always think I'm my funniest, man, when I'm talking to you because you give me a lot, you know, you give me a lot, man, because you actually seen the show. So you actually give me a lot. And see, I'm actually in the car right now. I'm rolling out, man. I'm rolling out right now, getting ready for this show, man. And it's big. I'm doing this show with two different people that's like, you know, like outside the comedy family. These are like people that's around, but they're not around. You get what I'm saying? Two old heads in the game in Jersey and comedy. That's Miles Green and my man, Farnell Holloway, man. So, T, what's going on? Hey, T, did you have a particular subject that you think that I should touch on that you would love to hear me talk about?
Yeah. Ask them what do they consider a freak.
What they consider a freak?
Yeah, a freak. What do you consider a freak?
Now, listen. To me, a freak is just a person that's like this. This is a freak. If they do something for the first time in front of you, and you like, you wouldn't have did it, that's a freak.
No. Well, shoot.
Now, get what I'm saying. Let's say for example like this. I can't really give a good example, but you know what I mean. Like, a freak usually does things that other people do more discreetly. You know what I mean? And I really don't believe in, you know, you say closet freak. Okay, a real freak can't hide the freakism.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
A real freak, like, you bring it out of her. She can be, like, at her office at the desk, and Bob walk by like this, like, get bang. And she's like this, You know, she be pulled out there, she's like,
Okay, well, I mean, throw it in, part of what we talked about tonight, having multiple sex partners. Would you go down on every partner that you're dealing with?
Ooh. I don't think that's necessarily freak. That might be like nasty.
No. I said you could ask that. You could make that as a topic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and you know what, T? Like, you know, and with comedy also, like, you got people that, like, I guess they get jokes so they always have something to say. And, I'm more like a person where if it came up, it came up. Now, I don't necessarily have a set that's on really like sex like that, but I attack it in other ways. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, let me give you an example. Like, doing a comedy thing, like, you could be on stage, right? And somebody, it might be two girls. I mean, well, two girls. Look at how I'm at.
See?
It might be like two people in the audience. It might be like, I'm trying to say, a couple in the audience. So you want to be like this, give it up for the couple, give it up for the nice couple sitting right here in the audience. So everybody clapping up like, woo, the couple, they married, woo, give it up for the couple. You know what I'm saying? So you might be like, hey, what's up, man? Y'all just going out? Did you get any? You know what I'm saying? You bring it up then you have a nice joke. But you got a lot of comedians who are known to segue straight into that type of stuff. You get what I'm saying? So it's like the each is own. Like, I done seen comics where I know that their material wouldn't be able to cross over. And what happened is they get stuck in what I call the Chitlin' Circuit. The Chitlin' Circuit. You know, like, you used to have the black people back in the day, they couldn't do the copa, they couldn't do this stuff. Now you got the people now who say they can't do Carolines or something like that. Or they can't do Rascals up here this way. Because, you know, they style don't cross over. But what happens is, when you choose to yourself, you don't have to cross over, and then they cross over with you. So you get what I'm saying? It's kind of hard. It's like topsy turvy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I done seen comedians, you know, not to put no names on there again, I done seen comedians do some good spots, but then they come to the hood, and they look at them like they're crazy. But I just say this to me and do a show somewhere. I'm like, damn, I wish I was there. But they got booted out the building.
Wow.
So it's hard, man. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, yo. They don't understand that the grind that comes into this. There's a real grind that comes into this. You know what I mean?
But see, I know you'll come up with the best.
Yeah, I try. I mean, I know what I'm going to say tonight. I'm going to say what gives me, make sure I don't get booed. That's what you got to say. Every time I get booed. You know what I mean? And this is like the first time, this is my second time doing this role. And that's what we call it. That's another thing. Anybody listening, this is Comedy 101. This week on Fallout Comedy. If you're not sitting back laughing, I am so sorry. So sorry I'm not making you laugh. But I know there's somebody out there right now I just see the fool. What I try to do, I thought about, I don't want to have a typical radio show. I don't want to get up here and have the D.L. Hughley show on such and such thing, or the Steve Harvey show, or say I'm doing a Medea voice, or I'm saying I'm acting like a pastor or a reverend or something else. Well, I do got something called like that. We got something like my family called like that. But I was a little like, yeah, that's something we're working on the TV. That's another time. And plus, May 19th, let's plug it again. Club of Lords, Long Island City Queen, your boy City Comedian, your girl Rachel, your girl T, and your girl Lavina, your man Richie Rich. We all gonna be in the spot, man, so we're doing some big things. So I got some new stuff that's coming out for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just for my GQ Power family, so I can't record that. But like I said, like, we call it a room, T, and the room is like where you go get your workout back. So necessarily, it doesn't matter if I make these people laugh or not right now. It's really for me to get myself up. But it's a good look to make myself laugh up because now the people that they bring in is dudes that be like on BET and stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what's up.
A lot of people don't understand, like, yo, I done did shows with the best of them. I done did shows where, like, yo, this guy was on TV. You like, this man, this dude was on TV. I'm like, yeah, he my man. You know, he slept with my cows last night. We had some cornflakes this morning. He ain't all that. Got some people that like that.
What's up with my GPS device?
Wow, right now.
What happened?
My GPS, wow. I don't even know why. It's like, all of a sudden, going a different way, yo. I might get lost. I might don't do this stuff. But yo, I just thought about it, right? This might be a good time. My souls out walking because they're going to look at me all crazy. But they know I got the show. I'd be able to bring one of my mans onto the show. That's a big look right there, just in case. Like I said, my man, Miles Green's going to be in the spot and pointing out all the way. I can't know. Never know. Never know.
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
I want to also, like, we could have kept it on a little bit of stuff there because I didn't know how this was going to go. Like I said, they wanted me to be out there 9:30, but I thought I was going to be jumping right on stage. I think it's going to be like between 9:30 and 10, so all depends. So my topic tonight was going to be, who you think is actually holding the comedy crown right now? My hands down is Kevin Hart. But who you think holding the comedy crown right now? Bar none. What I mean by this, bar none. You can bring anybody to the conversation. Who you think holding it down?
Oh, no doubt, Kevin.
Right? No. I was telling somebody, right? Pete this thing, right? When you think about comedy specials, right? Like, when they do their comedy special, whether it's an hour or so, they get their DVD. You think about Delirious, Raw, You So Crazy, Bunch I Lack. Yo, you can actually run into, you can name the Kevin Hart ones. Like, people know the joke. That's when you know you're funny. When you're like, yo, what's your favorite Kevin Hart joke? That is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and the man really doing that, and he's showing a lot of love. He ain't like one of the comedians where you ain't getting mad with him or nothing. Like, he's accessible. You get what I'm saying? And like I said,
you gonna learn tonight.
That's right. You gonna learn today. What is that all he say? You wanna go night-night, nigga? You wanna go night-night, nigga? Hey, yo. That's hard. See, that's hard, too. Like, when you being a comedian, like, to me, like, when I do comedy, I laugh at the other dude. Like, we be doing shows sometimes, and like, you don't know if you're funny, and what happened is,
these guys don't laugh at nobody's joke. You get what I'm saying? So they be like in their own world, not listening to nobody's jokes, right? And you know what I learned? The reason why they do that is because you don't want to get influenced, because it's easy to get influenced by another person's joke. So it's like, if you think about it right now, if you go on my Facebook page, I got friends from Jersey to California that do comedy. And yo, it's a whole lot, a lot of us. So just make each state. So eventually, somebody's going to have a joke that's similar or may even sound the same as somebody else's joke, and they didn't know. That's just the nature of life, you know what I mean? There's like, you might have thought, I invented this. You go look it up, that's already invented. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what makes it hard to take this daily grind of doing the comedy thing. I love my radio show. Like, my radio show is no pressure on me. It's not like, yo, when the show go off and Rich like, yo, chick, man, your ass wasn't funny tonight. And we ain't really feeling this right now. We're in negotiations right now with somebody else saying, you need to set the game. I don't have that pressure. Because
right,
I'm funny.
Right. Cut
it up, I'm funny. So I ain't worried about nothing. Same way. I ain't got no worry. I'll keep my station. 9:30. Hey, this is like the guy on his shoe, right? You know one thing I can't compete with some of these guys? It's like how they're all involved in type of, with like social media as far as like musicians and what's in the notes. I mean, for real, I barely listen. When I say listen to rap music, I can't say I don't listen to it because I do got Hot 97 programmed in my car. And sometimes I give me a little picker up to give me souped up sometimes. I'm not perfect, you know what I mean? Like I said,
right.
I go to church and everything. My pastor said, yo, we like 80-20. You feel what I'm saying? I'm 80, got myself right together, but the other 20 pray for me, you know what I mean? So my radio show is a part of 20. You get what I'm saying? But it's my outlet to get me where I need to go, you know?
Right.
And that's what it really does to me. Like I said, man, I really love the family over here. That's on some suit of my May 19th. I don't know why I keep plugging up, but a big shout out to Santana and Rich, man. Because I think it's going to be a big event. I don't really like, you know, I do events, man, but you know, a lot of people don't want to have your name attacked and associated with something, man. Nonstop Media Group, man, they put my picture up on the joint. You know what I'm saying? Every time I post something, he hit it up. Thanks for the love. My man Rich said, yo, chick, not only do we want you to be there, man, you want me to tell some jokes, man. And that's big, man. You understand? Like, you can't pay for some of this love, man. And I get a chance to, you know, network with some big people. Some things
yeah.
I don't really get to do that much, but you know what I mean? And that's how I'm looking at with this event. So I'm making sure I'm stepping out, man. They only they messed me up when they said, you know, they wanted to be a hip hop type of vibe. You feel what I'm saying? I gotta go ask my nephews and one of them and my nieces, what's the hip hop vibe? You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm a little lost right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know, my gear ain't up there for that.
Well, you better get it up.
She said, you better get it up. I'm gonna give me some True Religion. But no, you know they say in church that devil is a liar. Pay $300 for no pair of jeans.
I
missed that. I said, yo, I was locked up 7.5 years when that came out, so I ain't trying to catch up with nobody.
I know that's right.
How could you? Just look, let's go to some of these guys' Instagram photos and Facebook pages and their quotes. How could you have on $300 a pair of True Religion and your son got on Hotchkiss for Gosh? Yeah. What? You said, where does they do that at?
Or $2 Family Dollar pants.
Yo, I hate Family Dollar. I hate Family Dollar, man. How could you have a dollar store and nothing costs a dollar?
Wait, you know what? That is so true.
So you going Family Dollar, $129. Do you understand when I walked in here, that I walked in here because I thought the luxury of that, I didn't need 29 cents. Why is he walking in here like that? Bird is born. I'm about to go to Family Dollar because I only got a dollar. And you said 29 cents is like a life breaker. You know how you know how I say some people say money don't mean nothing? Go to the store, right? And right there in that freezer aisle. They got ice cream that costs $2.99. And they got ice cream that costs $3.29. I bet you pick up that $2.99. It's like an even number to you. But all actuality, it was just a quarter. So right now, you messed up your taste buds. You could have got the Breyers, but then you got the Turkey Hill, and you messed up the taste for 29 cents. But it's a missile thing. I want the Breyers. I don't want the Turkey Hill.
At the end of the day, it all tastes the same. You just paying for the name, bro. The name, like clothes.
I'm paying for you. And like I say, yo, it is 9:25 right now, right? And I'm about to tell everybody right now, I'm gonna be disappointing y'all. I'm gonna be disappointing, man. I thought we had a relationship, people. I thought we building up everything, but we need people to press that one, man. I need y'all to press that one. I need y'all to show some love right now, man. And they like I'm not begging for the love. But what I'm saying is this, right? Yo, this is more interactive radio. Me and T can't go one but forever. But you know what? I love whoever's on the line. Because last time I heard, I remember I was talking to Rich. Rich, we got to talk to Ricky Rich. Rich told me, like, yo, chick, man. I'm like, I don't know how to show it. He said we had, like, over 100-something listeners on both formats. I was like, dawg. So it's like, is it a good thing they wasn't present one? Because maybe they just wanted to listen to me. They just wanted to hear me tell jokes.
You're a comedy, so, you know, a lot of people, they may be scared to call in because you might start clowning on them.
And now, look, see, and that's one of the things, too. Now we're talking about, like, the little etiquette of comedy. I don't know if it's like, we don't have no comedy creed, you ain't supposed to share this stuff. So if I'm breaking some type of rules, call in at 646-238-3838, press 1. Maybe we get somebody to call on in. But, you know, we don't got no type of, I don't do that. You got people that who actually get on the stage, and that's what they do. You know what I mean? I feel uncomfortable really talking about somebody, because I don't like nobody talking about me. You know, I grew up as a nerd, you know what I mean? My teeth wasn't straight. You used to hype on me all the time. I don't really like it, but I can do it. Like, if you sit up there and just say, ha, 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 just be on my stage, messing up my set, I get in on you. I talk about your mother. Yeah, your mother.
Aww.
You know, some people don't want to talk about their mothers. And they can't, you know, and you know the big thing is, and like, you know, a lot of what they say, what makes you laugh, make you cry. But the other thing about doing too, may make you cry, make you laugh. Because, so, you know, like I said, y'all remember the last thing, I lost, you know, my mother ain't around no more. But, you know, my mother had a hard life. So you really can't say too much where it get me offended. You'd be like this, your mother was a stripper on the pole. I'm like, I knew that. That's not, yo, I don't care. Yo. Your mother used to do something strange with some chain. I don't care.
Oh.
But then I hit him like this. I say, your mother ain't tell you who your real daddy was.
Cause
she don't know.
Oh, man.
Yo, big shout out to all my dudes that got real good curly hair, but their father or their mother don't. Big shout out. We are living in 2013. When you got 9 years old, when all that curly stuff shows the fade out, and you don't see it from your parents or whatever, or your grandparents, it's time for you to ask your mother the truth, like, Mommy, was you a Rolling Stone, Ma? Can you just please let me know, Ma? Tell the truth. Wow. See, I usually have, like, good hair, and it fades out, but that confirms who my daddy is, because, you know, my daddy got nigga naps, and mother had good hair, and my grandfather had. But my father's genes is so strong, he knocked out all the Puerto Rican that I had in me. So I was just like, that's right. See, could you imagine right now, see, like I said, so, you know, we love each other. And we're firm in our relationship status and our relationship as co-workers and hosts of the show. So you know this, right? I look good. Could you imagine me with Puerto Rican hair? It'd be a riot.
I think I'm about to bring back the Jerry Curl.
Only
comedian
no.
with Jerry Curl.
Oh, no.
With a shirt protector on.
Oh, no. Not the Jerry Curl.
No, don't do it. You ain't that damn cute. Don't. No. I was with you. I was with you, chick. Matter of fact, where's Rachel? Because I don't want to... Jerry Curl. My boyfriend in 84 had a Jerry Curl, and he wasn't shit.
But no Jerry Curl. Not with the juice, but all messing up the pillowcases and all of that.
Hey, so you know what I asked you, right? Like I said, man, when I told you I was on your show, right? And your show gives me a chance to be, like, you know, like, serious and stuff. Not be, like, all, like, a, you know, like, all comedy all the time and stuff like that. So the show gives me a chance to be serious. But where does some of the topics come in at that? Like, when y'all be having these topics, like, is it like something that you really put your mind to, or is it really coming
yes,
from
it is.
Experience and stuff?
Yes, it is. We come up with the topics ourselves.
No, I know that. I'm saying, like, is it, like, coming from, like, personal experience and stuff? Or, like, maybe your week ain't go right?
It could. Some of them are personal experiences. Some of them are that we just brainstorm on.
Y'all more into this. Like sometimes what I try to do like this, and it doesn't work for me. Like, you know, the each is on. But sometimes I try to bring some type of structure into what I'm doing. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it don't play off like that. Like, I be like this, like, yo, you know what, I'm about to do the show. Boom, boom, boom. And sometimes it's like, that's not me. I don't do it that way. You know, like, try to sit down, formulate a plan, and maybe it's going to come to me. Like, you know, I have things I want to talk about. You know what I mean? But as, like, at 9:30, we're going to switch it to this. And I think that's really unfair because I don't...
They laughing at you.
Yeah, we're going to flip this topic onto this. And I'm like, yo, I don't want to talk about, you know, it might change. Like last week, you know what I mean? Like, no, I know my mother's birthday, but I wasn't even paying attention that it was on a Wednesday. So I didn't sit back and go, yo, this show was dedicated to my mom. That was like last minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Rich is in the background. He's like, yo, chick, you don't got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. You can just not turn your show on. I'm like, Rich, how can you just not turn your show on? He's like, this, you can do it whatever you want to do in your show. And that's when I really knew it was my show. When you can just get told, like, yo, I don't even have to show the work. Like, damn. That sounds like some being on the corner joint. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I ain't hustling today. It's hot on the block. Who's there? I ain't going up. But it was, you know, it was real good therapy. That's how I take it sometimes. You go with the subject. But then I got called in. I wasn't going to go like, yo, I ain't going to do my show. So I figure I always like to talk anyway. Everybody always say you need to shut up sometimes. And that's why I was very interested in how y'all show be going sometimes, man. Because, like, and y'all new host, she goes in. Y'all new
host? Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, she's like, you know, she's like, bad. No, I don't know. I don't got roaches. No. My iron does not have black stuff on it. No. My shoes, I ain't leaning. No. I'm messing with her because I don't want to think. I'm messing with her, but I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes you need that in a show where you got a person who brings this personality, a person
uh-huh.
that brings that personality. And that's what makes it work and formulate.
Right.
Then you agree to disagree. We all go out and chill out afterwards. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, and it gives you a chance to be on these times, these strong topics. But like I said, if anybody just called in or they're listening or whatever, you are tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, GQ Palace is the station. The host is Chick the Comedian. Yeah, that's me, the one and only. Nobody else like me. So we do this every Wednesday, 9 to 10, man, for all our comedy. And maybe you're not here to suggest jokes coming back and forth. I really do. Let me break it down so I do like a monologue. Tell jokes. Let me tell jokes. Sometimes he gets called, sometimes he don't. Sometimes he calls us, sometimes he don't. But only thing that's always... things that are always consistent is that you get a laugh right here. You get something different every week. And that's what it is.
Yo, I'm pulling up to the spot like right now. Like I got like 2 minutes left on the spot. What we're gonna do right now, right? I'm gonna try to get my, cause it's really like hard parking out here. You know what I'm saying? Cause the show is crowded. It's gonna be like 500 people here. Nah, I'm lying. It's gonna be like, it probably be like 20, 30 people in the bar. So this is a workout room.
Wow.
You don't really go here for like that. You go here for like I said, Tate, if you can make 20 people laugh, just imagine what you'll do when you step on the stage and everybody came to laugh. That's my biggest motto, man.
There you go.
And Jersey City, big shout out to Jersey City. They're out here, they still smoke that bomb in the fluid. So you gotta be careful driving out here because people just jump out of the middle of the street like this. Hey, let me get the change. I'm like, you almost got hit by the car. Like, is you serious? Like, so listen, your boy chick, right? And I think they get it in out here, yo. So right now, look, I'm putting up to the spot, right? I'm about to get in here right now. What I want y'all to do, I want my man Rich to play a song for me real quick. We're gonna play a song. I'm gonna get myself settled in, and I'm gonna try to give me a little quiet space in here so I can let him know we're doing a radio station and see what I can get online. This is J3 Powers Radio, the boy, Chick the Comedian, 9 to 10, 646-200-3838, press 1 to call in. We about to actually step in the spot right here. Brenda's on Ocean Avenue in Jersey City. Your boy is about to do his thing. I'm out. Play a song, and we'll be right back.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Coop, alright. Coop, come on. All the ladies in the club, if you wanna go home with G-Ball, do it like show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost. Come on, take another shot, yeah, baby, have a toast. Time to get it in, let's drink, let's smoke, co-fan. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going up, I'm sex drive. Let's get ghost. I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up what you want. Let's get ghost. That's right, we can disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We can skip the club and go jump up in my bed. She said, slow down. Why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough. Mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly. First name Raven. 36-24, black and Asian. All black in the VIP. Fitted cap so low, you can't see ID. What's that peep game? You don't know about me. I got the keys to the handcuffs. Wanna be free? Now let's ride. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding that's every night. Come on, quit the stall and get up what you want. Let's get ghost. This ain't a pop song, this a hot song. Grown women who ain't shy, gon' show your thong. Get loose, great goose, sure to do the job. She let me grab it, ass off like a cotton swab. I feel good, yes sir, it's Friday. G'd up, rockin' Don Alessante. Drink a shot straight, no chaser. I'm your girl's choice, I don't chase her. But she feelin' me and really see. Why you in the club with your girl steady grillin' me? Definition of a Mac, grade A, the epitome. I'm here for a while, so you haters can't get rid of me. Yeah, 3 in the morning and I'm ready to go. Feeling freaky, so she dropping it low. Go. Two-stepping with a bottle of Mo. Let's do a trick like Houdini, baby. Let's get ghost. What a smoke. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. Sing them up, baby. Let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song. Get up with your phone. Yes, I'm the man, understand. She take it all off without the grins in my hand. But you gotta pay. I label you a trick. What you missing is the game. Me, I'm real slick. Take notes, write it down before I bounce. I play smooth, go hard when it counts. Dig that, hit it, gotta come it back. Reverse, it's hard not to get attached. True facts, got a girlfriend with her. Tag team, please follow me like Twitter. Go get her, down piece, gorilla. Flow spitter, fire freaks, more liquor. I got the combination.
combination for the time of your life. All you gotta do is hop aside for the night. Baby whispered in my ear that she ride like a bike, but I need to feel the truth. Wanna talk into my mic? 1, 2. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go, drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go, got me going off a sex drive. Let's get go, seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get all my girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and it's every night. Come on, quit the song and get up with your ball. Let's get go,
yeah. Once again, D-A-M-G, baby. Go fam, serious.
Yeah. Yo, once again, we back right here. GQ Powers Radio, your boy, Chicken Comedian, Blog Talk Radio. Make sure y'all tune in Wednesday, man. Fallout Comedy, not a thing. Right now, your boy, Chicken Comedian, he made it to the spot, y'all. We out in Brimley's right here on Ocean Avenue in Jersey City. It's about to go down on the stage, yo. And right now, like I said, these guys need no introduction. But I'm going to give you one anyway. Like I said, these is like the old heads that's in comedy in Jersey, man. These are guys that when he was little, I want to be like you, Parnell. I want to say jokes just like you, man. And these are people that we know, they hold us down, man. You know, I get a call every now and then to do something with them. So, yo, right now, everybody, GQ Powers Radio, make sure y'all give a warm round of applause for my man, Parnell Holloway, and my main man, Miles Green. Give it up. Where my claps at? Yeah. Somebody got that trigger finger missing. So say what's up, fellas.
Yo, what's good, man? How y'all doing out there? Parnell Holloway. Miles Green. The Willis.
You heard that? Hey, T, I told y'all I'd bring something along. You hear me?
Yeah.
You say y'all let me see? Oh, hello?
Hi, how are you?
What's up, T? What's going on, baby? It's Parnell Holloway.
How are you, Parnell?
I'm wonderful, baby.
Good.
You sound sexy, girl.
Wow.
Thank you. There you go, T.
If you want to come down, take a station and holler. Yo, we out here right now, baby girl. We in Jersey City, New Jersey, man, at a spot called Brenda's. We do comedy here every Wednesday, hosted by my dude, Miles Green, y'all. We have a great show, jump off about 10:30. If you're in the neighborhood of Jersey City, y'all come on down, check us out right here live tonight. What's the address, man?
269 Ocean Avenue, Jersey City, up on the hill.
You know what they say, yo, we out in the hood right now, man. Like I said, right now, I just had Joe Paz, right? Somebody got smacked. I don't know what it was for. Right when I got out of the car, I got the smack. He ran past the graveyard. That's how real it is out here, Joe. You don't ever know what's going to happen. So right now, I know I'm good because I'm sitting back with the thugs right now. We like in the VIP section. I ain't worried about nothing going down at all. Nothing going down. I ain't got no worries. That's how it's song goes, right? I'm just saying, I ain't got no worries. That's right. Hey, yo, but now listen. We always, right now, I'm going to tell them right now, this is the first time I had some comedians on my show, because like I told you, I wanted to establish it for myself. I could have been calling everybody, put some names on it, but then it would have been their damn show. You'd be like this, when you bringing Parnell back? Parnell is funny in his hair. I'm like, hold up, man. Hold up. He's going to let my show. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So these dudes is funny. We ain't about to sit back and be like this, like, yo, it was $25 on the table. They say, yo, tell a joke to get it. I don't know if I can get it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But I'm just like this. Like, yo, I got a joke for $5. Like, you know, let me get, you take the 20, I get it $5. But, yo, hey, Parnell, once you let everybody know, and now, what y'all let them know, what y'all got coming up right now? I know you got something up to come 24th, right?
24th. Yes, sir. This is your boy, Parnell Holloway. First of all, originally from North New Jersey, y'all. Let's just let that be known. I just want that to be known. But I'm living in Queens now almost 3.5 years. So I claim Queens as my new home. I do a show at a place called The Proper Cafe. And my next show right there is on Friday, May 24th. I got my funniest friends from Philadelphia coming up to join us, man. It's a Dark Child. Got my man, Pop Flight, and Craig McLaren. It's going to be crazy. Plus, I got other special guests coming through, man. It's 217-01 Linden Boulevard in Queens, New York. That's Friday, May 24th. Stores open at 8, showtime at 9:30 if y'all interested. And if you can't make it there, please be my friend on Facebook or Twitter. That's Parnell, P-U-R-N-E-L-L, Holloway, H-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube.
That's all good.
Pernell gave you all that. Check it out. Pernell gave you all that information. He let y'all know me and him going to be in Philly Friday night. You know what I'm saying? We about to go down there and put in work. You know what I'm saying? He opened it for me. I'm going to headline the show. We're going to make it pop off. You know what I'm saying? He's crazy as hell, yo. He's crazy as hell. And check it out. This Monday, this is what I got coming up. Monday, I'm going to audition for Comedy View again. They're going to make me audition.
Yeah.
I did it 4 times already. But they're going to make me audition at Salem, New York, 78th Street Broadway, New York City, 8 o'clock. I'm going to go down there and smash that, you know what I'm saying, and just do that and have some fun. Catch me every Wednesday night at Brenda's, 269 Ocean Avenue, Jersey City, up on the hill where the real of the real come and get it in. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, yo, y'all please support my man. Support my man, Tiki Tiki, nigga. This is how we get down, yo. Keep bringing it. If you ain't never seen it before,
yes.
Yo, I put my stamp on it. I'm a green like that.
Tiki, yes, no doubt.
I'm a green like that one.
And listen, man, y'all heard the real talk right here, man. Your boy, y'all got somebody that's been stamped, certified. And we ain't talking about a 42-cent stamp. We talking about a 47-cent stamp. It ain't even come out right now. And, yo, like I said, man, we sitting right here, man, in the back about to do this show. So this is mad love. And, yo, and I don't even know if they know, my team is so exclusive right now that any other information they got right now is streaming already on my Facebook. It's already streaming on Facebook. That's what they do. They got a live tree that's going on my Facebook page. We're letting them know right now that everything that's going down. And, yo, matter of fact, I'm going to tag all this stuff on my Facebook. We're going to do it on Twitter. Y'all know how I buy spam. Now I'm going to everything. Yo. Oh, we got, now I got to do his Twitter. Hit him up.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter, MilesG60. Holla.
You heard him. MilesG60. That is not only a comedy Twitter. That's, yo, for all the ladies. He let me know. I get down G60 style. Was I supposed to say that? I was, let's get down. Let's pause. So, but look, I know y'all hear the music in the background, right? And we got all this time right now. But listen, I plugged in with this show. I let y'all know, T, you know what's up, T. But listen, it's about to really go down right now. And I told y'all I was going to see if I get a chance. But, yo, we got to relax right now. I'm going to let the people relax. We're going to get our mind ready for the show. I know I'm cutting off things kind of early right now. Y'all got to forgive me, but I got to get focused right. I'm really super right now. Right now, I just got my jacket. You know what I mean? I just got my Samuel pool. They let you know how I do this, man. Like I said, this is Chick the Comedian, GQ Towns Radio, Blog Talk is the station. This is what we do. Your boy is really doing this right now, so we're about to hit the stage. We got people in here chilling right now. I'm hoping I make the thugs laugh, and I hope I make these girls laugh too. This is what we do, man. Everywhere with my man Miles Green, we out here at Brenda's right now. Let y'all know, y'all turn into my show too. 9 to 10, GQ Powers Radio, follow our comedy with your boy, Chick the Comedian. This is what we do. Yo, Rich, if you got to do what you got to do, man, play some songs out with me, but your boy got to go, man, because we about to hit the stage, man. We about to go real big. Big shout outs, man. See ya. Love you out there, man. I love y'all, man. T, thanks for calling us, T.
No problem.
Thanks for having me down, T. So what we're going to do is, I know we got the airtime right now, man. Play something out for me, man. T, if you got to keep it going, for me, all right? Sierra's on stage right now. It's going big right now. Sierra's on stage. Oh, my God. Sierra just asked me to come on stage. I got to go, y'all. I got to go. She's on the radio next week, y'all. Same time, same station.
You can come to the palace if you want to. A cruise thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A cruise thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from Reno to Jefferson to the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Sonny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter it, miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, nav, you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dude's house, spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the guck on that Turner style, untainted. I'm a messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross, right?
Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Making major moves, GQ, is colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew story with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew story with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew story with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew story with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.